Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the beats, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Peace and greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Welcome to The Remix. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. Today is April the 13th, 2014, and you're live in The Remix. I want to give out the call-in number, 646-652-2727. 711. That's the call-in number. And for the international callers out there, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked into The Remix. You can also Skype in as well, and I want to let you know the chat room is open. I see you guys getting yourselves all situated and lined up in the chat room. So let me give you some cosmic directions so you can find your way over there. The Remix family is in the house, and they are sure to make you feel at welcome. Welcome. Make you feel welcome. So www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, is how you're going to get to the chat room. Then all you have to do is click the link at the bottom that says sign up, come in, and tell us who you are. Once you sign up and come in and tell us who you are, then you can chat with the Remix family there and everything will be great. Woo! Show almost wasn't going to be tonight. There almost wasn't going to be a show tonight. Yes, we are here and we are live in the Remix. And I thank you so much for knowing your magic and knowing your patience and all of that beautiful thing. And welcome to all of my lovely, powerful magic makers here tonight in the Remix. Yes. Want to give a big shout out to all of our international listeners listening out there from all four corners of the world. Big ups to the UK and Canada listening. Want to give a big shout out to those that are listening from Amsterdam and New Zealand in the house tonight. Big ups to Jamaica and Barbados in the house tonight. We got all parts of Africa listening. Mozambique. We got Egypt listening. And we have parts of South Africa listening. Thank you, God, for listening in. We have all of Europe listening in. Italy is listening live tonight. We have Germany on the board tonight. Spain is listening live. So we have all of that. Belgium is in the house tonight. So it is so good to have guys, even listeners out there from Chile. Good to have you on board. Want to send blessings to everywhere all over the planet tonight. Lots of energy going on, but we got the right brother coming on tonight. Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience is going to come, and you know we're going to check in and see what's going on. Peace and greetings and welcome, welcome, welcome everyone here to the platform. All of my new listeners that are listening, so glad to have you on board. I've gotten your emails from you, and I'm just super charged and excited about that. I do want to remind you guys of something. It's Sunday night, and the one thing that I want to tell you, it's Sunday night, and of course, you know, the orders go in for the Know Your Magic deck, the deck, and I don't know what universe you reside in if you don't know about that, but you definitely want to get yourself over and definitely check that out. Everything is in the show notes. So it's important that you check out the show notes here. Bring yourself over to the remix page and check out the show notes. I also want to remind you to download, just like tonight's shows, just like all the shows. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We never sleep. We always on it at the remix. And you can always go back and listen to all of the amazing brothers and sisters, magical brothers and sisters who are really on the edge of thoughts and have taken us beyond, that have come on this platform here in the remix, along with all of you who have participated in that as well. So peace and greetings, everyone. It's so good to have you guys in the house tonight. I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Banks, who was joining us here in the platform live on Friday night. Amazing share, just beautiful information the brother came and brought to us. He's an amazing brother, and I just want to thank him so much. He did his thing for real. We could sing that song. He did his thing. He laid it out, and he kept it real. I keep it 100. A very, very special brother and a very, very big part of the Remix family, like all of you guys as well. So go back if you didn't get a chance to hear the show, or maybe like many of you have emailed me and told me it's going to rank amongst one of your favorite, and download. You could go over to the Android device, Android market, and you can pick up the Remix app that's there for you, and you can have it on your phone. You could go back. That's a gift we gave you many, many moons ago, as they say, and want to put that out. I also want to give some other shout-outs. I want to give a big shout-out to the Forgotten Foods. And you guys know the sister and brother from the Forgotten Foods always bless us here on the Remix when it comes to healing and taking care of our body, our mind, our spirit, and our heart. And I want to recommend that you guys check out the Forgotten Foods. Go to their website, theforgottenfoods.com. Check them out. You want to go over there and check them out. Get you some blue magic, because we're coming into blue magic time. And you know that blue magic is what was inspired by, yes, yours truly, Miss Blue, and yours truly, the Remix family, because, of course, we are all one. We're a part, like Frankie Beverly says, we are one. Yeah, we're part of the soul group. So I want you guys to definitely check that out. Also, I want to remind you, because we are coming up on this time right now. Today is 13th. This is going to be really, really, really important for my sisters out there. I want to speak to my sisters and my brothers out there, because the workshop is coming up. Soul Sister Workshop is coming up strictly for sisters. And the 20th, we're going to start the retreat workshop. So I want everyone, because many of you have secured your virtual seat, and I want everyone to definitely take a look. I want everyone to go take a look at the website, www.msblueblast.com/sisters, spelled sisters-workshop/, to take a look. To go over there, take a look. Many of you have gifted it for sisters, your wives, your daughters, grandmothers, aunts, cousins, all of that. And definitely it's going to be a beautiful time for us to get together as sisters, because sisters, we need to talk. We definitely need to talk. So myself and Esther, also the host of the Remix here, want to invite you to join us there, along with some of the most amazing, powerful, transformative, multidimensional, badass sisters on the planet, because they're all going to be in the house, and they are showing up already and already showing out. So remember, the whole week, starting on the 20th, so we're going to stop taking any more virtual seats on the 20th. And the reason for that is because we're going to be doing an online retreat. First ever this way. It's going to be an online retreat. So we're not going to be meeting throughout the week, but we will have the grand finale on the 26th. You see, we are going to have a full, I want you to understand this, a full house. That means a full house. We gonna have people sitting on top of, you know, sitting on top of the shelves, you know, chairs in the back, but it's gonna be nice and clean and tight up in that piece, you know. We gonna do it sister style. You know? So treat yourself, you know, it's an opportunity to treat yourself. We made it to the point that so every sister can participate. If anyone wants to participate, it is there for them to participate. You've worked hard enough. This is an opportunity to come, stop, treat yourself. No more excuses. For once, we can say we got together as sisters and we sat down. And it's catching on. You guys can feel it in the air. It's such a beautiful thing. And I love all of the brothers with their amazing support that they have been offering to myself, to all of the sisters, and everyone is sending that information in. So this is truly, truly a family affair. All of the children, all of the uncles, the aunts, and everybody who is supporting sisters. This is such an amazing thing. Such an amazing thing. When we got the call, because this was a long time coming, that this was time. The soul sisters were here. The badass sisters were here. It's time for us to talk. It's time for us to get together and just do some beautiful, beautiful cosmic blending, some cosmic building, and just really sending that vibration and frequency all over. And at the same time, connecting with ourselves. So the whole planet is going to be watching. The whole world is going to be watching this because it is going to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful experience. Yeah, yeah. So I want to see you there. Definitely we want to see you there at the Soul Sister Workshop. You have any questions, email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue. I've been talking to so many sisters from all over the planet, and all you need is access to the internet. You need a good internet connection. If you can hear my voice, you know how they say, if you can hear my voice, you can be there, or you can call on the phone. That's all that's required of you. We, myself, and Esther, we will take care of the rest. So all you got to do is be there. No more excuses. Treat yourself, sisters. We deserve it. We deserve it. We really do. So we're welcoming all the sisters on the planet to join us in this. And it's like I said, the sisters who are coming, they've emailed me. We've communicated. These are some of the badass sisters on the planet. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. And it's just going to be a joy and an honor to be together. So, yeah, welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the remix. You know, of course, tonight we have Brother Bilal joining us from Bilal the Experience. We have a couple of things that we're going to get into as we get ready to get into the share, because tonight, we're going to be talking about war. It's war tonight. That's what it is. It's war tonight. I hope y'all understand that. It's war. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get your mind right. It's war tonight. Now, this is what I want to tell you. What are acronyms? What are acronyms? I want to hear... this is what I want to hear, because we're going to be doing something very special here tonight. Okay? Turned up. You talk about Brother Bilal. Yeah, he turned it up. We can't even go there right now, y'all. We can't even go there. But this is what I want to tell you. War is an acronym. I want you guys to take a shot at the acronym for war. It's going to be something very special on the other end for you. That's what I want you guys to do. I want you to kind of take a shot. In the chat room, what do you think WAR stands for? That acronym. Let's hear. Let's hear. Let me hear you guys. Let me hear what you guys got to say about WAR. We are ready. E.T. says we are ready. Jeff says we are ready. What else? What else? We are rising. What else? What else? What else? I'm quite sure the Remix family, I know you guys could come up with some more. So we are ready. We are rising. Yeah, I really like those. I like those. Come on, keep it going. A couple more. Let's get a couple more before we get ready to go to war. A couple more. What else? What else? What else y'all got? We are real, Eye of Kemet says. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like those. We are real. What else? What else? What else for war? We talking about war. What else? Come on. Pull out your linguistics. What else? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else? Can y'all think of anything else? Those are some really good ones. I like them. World. Okay, Live Love says World Ascension Remembered. Good one. Okay, KD says War Against Religion. I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else? What else? Yeah, I like that. I kind of like that. What else? What else? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Warriors are returning. That's what Esther says. I like that. Chastity says wise and ready. Oh, y'all getting it in. Katie says war against reality. Okay. Esther says words and rhythms. Yeah. Really outside of the box. That's why I love you guys. Wisdom ascending readily. Okay. Okay. I'm feeling you. We are realized, Kali Marseille. Okay. Yes. Ooh. You guys are getting it in. Y'all are definitely getting it in. Okay. Those are some really, really good ones. I like that. I really like that. Well, we are real, Level 7 says. We are real. Wanda says, we are ready. Eye of Kemet says, I can't read. Let's see. We winning all rounds. Okay. winning all rounds is what Eye of Kemet says. Very good. Very good. I like that. I actually love all of those. So we're going to find that out a little later in the show. And let's see. Here we go. Worlds are returning. I like that. E.T. say, we ain't ratchet. Le Blue said, wearing all red. You know what? Y'all are a mess. I love it, though. I really, really love it. I love all of those. They're great. Oh, that was really great. Thank you guys so much for participating in that. All right, you guys. So this is what we're going to get ready to do. We're going to get ready. Of course, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, of course. And then we're going to get ready to get into the share. We're going to listen to a song. We're going to dance. We're going to welcome Brother Bilal on. And then we're just going to get it, you guys. We are at war. War tonight is what we're going to be talking about here live in the Remix. So here we go. Let's hear a little bit of Baby Blue. Yes, yes, yes. Here we go.
La, 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 the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
There's a time and a season for everything. A time to be born and a time to die. A time for love and a time for hate. A time for peace and a time for war. Ah, salut. We'll be right back.
That's right, everybody. We are getting ready to rage war. It's going to be one of the biggest battles that this planet has ever seen. I'm talking big. I'm talking all over the planet. I'm talking everywhere. I'm talking from the east, west, north, south. I'm talking from all poles. I'm talking from all places and all polarities. We are about to go to war. So grab your war gear, my brothers, my sisters, my children. We are about to go to war. We're about to go to war like Shaka Zulu went to war. We're about to be in battle like Queen Nzinga was in battle. We are about to go to war. Now, are you ready? Are you really ready to go to war for what you believe in? Because if you're not ready to go to war for what you believe in, then you're already dead. You heard me. You're already dead, and we are about to go to war. So this ain't for no scaredy cats. This is for those who want to stand up and ready to go to war. Did you hear me? We are about to engage in one of the biggest battles that this universe has ever seen. I'm talking about a battle so big that we have employed the seen, the unseen, and everyone to come to this battle. Like, everybody is going to be engaged in this war, and we're going to be fighting. We're going to be... put your gear on. Saddle yourselves up. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second. That's the goddess phone. Let me see. Greetings. Yes. Yes. It's me, Miss Blue. I'm on Earth. What's going on? Yes, I'm getting everybody. Yes. I'm getting everybody ready. We are ready. We are ready to go to war. We're ready. Yes. What? What? Wait a minute. I need to make sure I heard you correctly. I know there's a lot of space and time, and it doesn't exist where you are, but what are you saying? Uh-huh. Wow. So, you've got to be kidding me. This cannot be real. For real? Wow. So you trying... Okay. I got it. Yes. No. It's okay. Yes. It's okay. We got it. I got it. Okay. Well, thank you. All right. Peace and love. Whew. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Guess what? The war is over! The war is over! And we won! The war is already over! I can't believe this, you guys. I can't believe this. Like, wow, it's over! Can you believe that? The war is... The war is over. It's been over. It's over. It's over. As quick as it started, it's over. Love knowing my magic, don't you? Oh,
the war is over.
The only thing I'm seeing I'd like to put an amend on, perhaps a little more room here for the fixins. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh, we're going to have a lot of fixins?
We're going to have so many fucking fixins up in this motherfucker. This shit's going to go through the roof, man.
Oh.
God damn, I'm shitting gold these days.
We made it. We made it.
Devil, the haters, the bloggers, the papers, the labels, they label me. But they can't relate to I struggle, my nigga, we came up from slavery. Apologies go out to all of my fans cause they waited so patiently. This one is for all of the lost and forgotten black angels that pray for me. A million niggas love me cause I'm ill. The greatest story ever told, niggas in the field. From Solomon to Sambo to Django, it's fact. I'm the Farrakhan of rap and I get it from the wheel. The son of WD who hung around in the deep, who ran around in the streets. The trap gods raised me, faith all on the Sphinx. Story all on the wall of the pyramids. Niggas know the black god saved me. You can blow the nose off, that won't change it. Obamacare won't heal all that anguish. We came a long way from the bottom of the boat. All praise to the MACD, we found our language. Gold necklace, middle finger, he wrecked. God's probably Shabazz, styling on the record. Lost sons of Muhammad, we wildin' in the record. The shad to Allah and Lahat is the message. All these niggas, I got to fight one. All these devils, I got to strike some. All these rebels just waiting on the war cry. Mama said, son, you got to strike drum. Rock Nation, celebration, motivation, elevation. Nigga, we made it from slaves on the slave ship. Live from the cotton fields, straight to the spaceship.
Kinda makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like motherfuckers should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
Hop of the slave ship. Pop up my chain and took it to Jacob. I gotta go play it. More than that bitch, like, nigga, we made it. I own my own masters. No, I ain't missing no royalty statements. I can't be rated. Damn, hoes stunning on my haters. Sorry, Mr. Drizzy, for so much y'all talk. Silly me rapping about shit that I really bought. While these rappers rap about guns, they ain't shot. And a bunch of other silly shit that they ain't got. I'm on my loop, speed up, young go. Stunning on stage after 12 years of slaves. This ace spade look like an Oscar. Black tux look like a mobster. Don't make me ride ya, nigga, watch your tone. I come to court with black boxes on. Y'all hella jealous of my melatonin. I can black out at any given moment. I'm God, Jesus, 7-letter made. So with my arms and feet shackled, I still get paid. All praise to due, I'm ready to chase the Yaku back in the cage. These are the last days, what do I sing face? Showed up to the last supper in some brand new J's. I'm the true living book of hoes. New religion, ain't from the other world, alien superstition. You blind, baby, blind to the fact of who you are, maybe. My bloodline's crazy, kings and queens and Michael Jordan rings. I go stupid, though, Susie, oh. The flow's filthy, y'all can't kill me. I've been inoculated from the snakes in the face. And your corny handshake, cocksucker, we made it, ah.
Woo! Welcome to the remix, everyone. Let's go ahead and welcome Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. Come on. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Peace and greetings, Brother Bilal.
Yes, it is. I salute remix family. What's happening?
Everybody,
they better be, because we done won the war already. Shit, that's
yes.
Done.
Yes.
Wasn't even a match.
not at all.
What's up, Remix family? What's up?
Wow.
Well, we got to take our time tonight. We have a lot of information for real.
Ooh,
wow. How are you feeling?
Oh, amazing. Feeling really great. Nice and charged up. The Remix family is nice and charged up. It's always beautiful to get in this space and definitely to have you come on this platform. Yes.
Yes. And to all my sisters that have been holding that front line down, you saw the first comrade came out Friday night and did his thing. That's my brother Banks there. I knew I could bank on him. He did his job. That's a done deal.
Yes,
he broke the bank. You understand?
Broke the bank. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate that. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, my man. But, you know, just want to say hey to all the family, Remix family, my family. You know, love y'all. And, you know, I'm so excited. So excited.
Yes.
Because we are at war.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the line listening to everybody acronym, but look. Whoo, nice. But I expect nothing less from the Remix family, for real.
Yes.
So what happened? What happened after you win the war? Our acronyms tonight, we are relaxing.
We are relaxing, y'all.
Yeah, we relaxing. Maxing we and relaxing. Yes, yeah, I'm gonna run some of the battles down to you that you know that we had. We had a couple of scrimmages, and I can't wait to get into it. Can't wait to get into it. Super hype.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Just a lot. I definitely, you know, it's always a pleasure to have you come on, and welcome you to come to the platform, and
Wow.
know we're going to be talking about war tonight, and that's going to be one of the major things that we're going to be talking about. I know you're going to give us a check-in when it comes to what's going on in the cosmos and what has trickled itself down here, here. Into this reality,
I most definitely want. I would give the check in between because it's all connected. Everything that's going on the planet right now is like connected to what we are doing. Remember,
yes.
It only takes one, and we're not just talking about no one single man. It's got to be a team. It's got to be a Remix family. We all represent. We all are one, for real.
That's right.
So we're doing some serious work here. There's some serious work going on tonight. So even with waging war, look, the war took place 2 weeks ago. We waged war on April Fool's Day.
Yes.
We had a general's conference.
Mm-hmm.
From the east to the west, we got on the phone from the east to the west. All the brothers got on the phone, and we came to agreement, and we had to see what was the major components to go to war for and what was the components and opponents we're going up against. Okay? So let me make this clear while we're right here. Man was not even up for debate. We're not talking about physical man. That's because that's vain. That's vanity. We're not worried about that part. We wage war against principles. Yeah, we went up against principles. We identified three major principles that have been like out of order causing havoc on the planet. All right? It's like, you know what? Like, think about when somebody crazy. What the movie name was? The sister, Sybil, had all the different personalities.
Right.
Everybody remember that movie, Sybil?
Oh, yes. They got a new Sybil coming out. A new Sybil with Halle Berry playing the role. Yes.
Well, Sybil was a name in the ancient time that they gave to children that carried the ability and the gift of prophecy and fortune-telling.
Yes.
Sybil was the name given to oracles.
Yes. That's another reason they say psychic. Psychic.
Mm.
A crazy chick.
Yes.
A psychic.
Yes. 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 So, but listen, everybody. We went up against principles. Because principles are unseen entities with different personalities. So look at Sybils as siblings. We went up against different personalities and different entities working in the background. All right? So this is so serious, because I really want y'all to feel me tonight.
Yes.
I'm going to identify the three major ones we went up against. But the main principle tonight we will be working with is light. We didn't go up against light. That's the principle we're working with tonight, because there's a principle behind light. There's really a principle behind everything. You just can't see it, but it's working and operating behind everything. So we will be guiding light tonight, because we're working with the principle of light tonight. Okay?
Yeah.
So the war is already over? You serious? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's over already.
It's over.
Yeah. Because to be honest with you, the heart is ours. The heart is ours.
Yes.
And knowing the heart chakra to be the green, the mighty green giant, the incredible heart, an incredible Hulk, the big green heart. But in a shift, in a shape shift. See, after Friday night, you saw what my man Banks did?
Yes, yes.
He ended the war Friday night. It was over. He choked it. So your heart is no longer green. Now we have purple hearts. Because that's what you get after you go to a war.
Yes.
A purple heart. Made me think about Prince when he wrote Purple Rain. Then look, he's a prince, principal. Look at Prince.
Yes.
Ain't that something?
Yes.
Matter of fact, Prince coming to the Essence Fest this year, too. He's doing a real big show at the Essence. He's doing the Purple Rain because it's the purple heart. All of these things are signs and symbols.
Yes.
Do you know the kind of heart Prince has? Think about the entertainer Prince. Do you know what kind of heart that brother had? Do you know what he was in his spirit when he made his move? Do you know how much heart it takes for a brother like me to put on tights and high heels to perform? He have heart.
Yes.
You gotta give it up to him. Ain't the average brother not doing it?
That's right. That's right.
Do you know what kind of heart that take? So when we even talking about war, we talking about different battles. Because, look, war is the collective. The battles are the entities that makes up the war. Okay, so it's like you have to win so many battles before winning the whole war. And the war I'm talking about is the war with yourself. The war with yourself. So that's the real war we're talking about. Because we're talking about a real, literal fight against yourself. Okay? So think about the word war itself. And how the average person scared to go to war because they're so scared to die, they don't know what's going to happen. So I'm going to give you the formula tonight. I'm going to give you the formula to conquer all fear. We're giving out formulas tonight, soundproof formulas. Fear is a mindset. The same mind that sits over fear also sits over arrogance. They're one and the same. It's the same mind. Okay?
Yeah.
So this is what I want you to know. Because I want you to think about when a person gets scared and they start sweating, like their palms sweating. Think about their palms sweating. Isn't it Palm Sunday anyway? The palm of your hands is sweating when you get scared.
Mm-hmm.
What's causing this fear? It's a mindset. This mindset is rooted in thinking it's all about you. Because even when you're arrogant, you're thinking it's all about you. But fear is connected to you thinking it's all about you.
Yes. And, you know, this weekend in Self-Invested, we talk about the interview and how the interview is all about you. The interview is all about you. And I think sometimes people get that confused. So it was real powerful for everybody to be in Self-Invested this weekend to be able to take the interview. Because too many times we make it all about us on an external view.
Right. Well, what happened, each one of us come here with certain gifts and certain messages from different worlds. The message I may speak may only hit so many people. That's why we have to have a team, because each part of the team covers a certain amount of people.
Yes.
But if you don't stand up and get your message, you're starting to think this all about you. You got to deliver the damn message.
Right.
The message may be for children that's not even here yet. The children, that they need that message. But if you're scared, you're thinking it's all about you. It's not about you. Go and deliver the message. Stop worrying about what people are going to say. Stop being at a war. Stop being at a battle with yourself.
Yeah.
And I like what you say, Ms. Blue, because the interview is about you. And you're absolutely right. You have to get an interview of yourself so you could be that clear when you go out front.
Yes.
That's the purpose of an interview. Even when we get to a state of arrogance, it's really a result of your insecurities. A person is only arrogant because they're insecure. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yes.
They're really scared somebody go find out their secret. That you're not sure what the hell you're doing. So that's why you have people, whenever you're talking about somebody, that's your own insecurity talking to you. You trying to be a distraction to put somebody else focus on someone else because you're insecure.
Yes.
Secure people don't do that. That's the greatest misdirection trick there is. So we have to get to a point where we know it's about all of us as a collective. It's a message we have to deliver. You have to deliver it. We born with a message. You know what? This reminds me when I was in New York, Ms. Blue, me and Brother Ron Chisholm, who blessed the platform one time, we was in New York a lot, right? Everywhere I went in New York, I kept seeing signs. I was always big on signs and symbols. And I kept seeing the sign, come get your message. Everywhere I say, got a message. You got a message. I thought I was going crazy. I said, everywhere I went, I saw this sign saying, we got a message. I asked Brother Ron, I said, Brother, is it me or am I tripping? I said, you keep seeing these signs? And he said, damn, I never paid attention to that. And it kept saying, we got a message. And see, what happened, I couldn't get the damn message until I went in a place and opened the door. You got to see, I could get you to the door, but I can't open it.
Right. Yeah, so true. Mm-hmm.
I had to conquer my damn fear. It kept saying, come and get your message. I was reading it. I kept seeing it. And I got to a point where I said, you know what, maybe this message is for someone I'm connected to. So I had to open the door. And I went and got my message. That's how powerful this is. Okay? Because it really wasn't a message. I had the word spell around. It was a massage. But what happened was, yeah, see, I had misspelled it. It was a massage. But look what it brought me to. While I'm laying on the table getting this massage, right, I'm saying, damn,
if I got this word wrong, how many other things I may have wrong and misunderstood?
Right, right.
I'm thinking they telling me to come and get a message. They were telling me to come get a massage. I say, how many other things I may have got wrong? And soon as my higher self was getting ready to give me the answer, they kicked the door in and raided the place, and I still didn't get the damn answer. So it kept me on, it kept me on a quest. I'm looking for the message.
Oh.
Yeah, well, we had rest anyway. We got to get a massage, but I, you know, I didn't read it right. It do look dumb, but look, don't it look the same? It'll be for me, honest.
It does.
All right, look the same. So now check this out. So we going after a principle tonight, and this one really not a principle. I don't even know why it's called it a principle. Just like my man, just like Banks did, the law, the principle of vibration. That's a law. That's not no principle, and there's a difference.
Yes, it's a law.
All right?
Yes, I believe
this
that.
Principle, yes. Boss, you, each one of them carry their own weight. Three,
yes.
Majors. The second one, the principle of gender. Boy, that sounds lightweight, huh? Gender, that no gender. Because, you know, you never was taught the art of mating, the art of war, the
right.
art of business.
Right.
And for all of you who want to know the art of war, you got to go study the art of water.
Yes.
Once you study the nature of water, you figure out the art of war. So, gender causing havoc. Gender. And I guarantee you, see, I don't like to tell people nothing too early because they're going to forget. But you're not getting ready to forget this one. You are getting ready to see an all-out battle of the sexes.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Watch what I tell you. By the end of the summer, you're getting ready to see an all-out battle of the sexes because Hillary Clinton is running for president.
And many other women,
yep.
are taking these positions, and you are getting ready to see,
yes.
the battle
all
of the
out
sex.
War.
It's getting ready to come in a
very.
Didn't
they do it with the pay scale? You saw it with the pay scale?
Oh, yes. Yes.
This is what you're getting ready to hear. Now, look, don't folks stop focusing on color. It's the energy that you're usurping, distracting from you. I'm getting,
yes.
ready to break this down. Please listen to me. Listen how powerful this law is. This is not a principle. This is a law. Because they're getting ready to say, is a female really ready to be president? How can she go from cooking and cleaning to the most greatest position in this world? The perception of what they see power. How she gonna go from cooking to cleaning, taking care of all the children, working from sun up to sun down. Even the women became single parents when the man ran out.
Yes.
Look, she even delivered the damn babies who became presidents and kings, even queens. And then they go ask, is she ready to be a president? You see why this shit is crazy?
Yes. And
you see why it's crazy?
Yes. I do want to let you guys know, because you will see it at all levels, and it's not just,
yes.
going to be, it's not just going to be what we call white people. No, this is
no,
all.
No.
Please
no.
Do not fall to that trick. It is going to be
everyone.
Everyone,
yes.
and you're seeing it now. And we talked about this a few years ago about how a lot of people, what we call quote unquote, is a part of the conscious or spiritual movement, are going to be
right.
taking their positions. People who would not run for any kind of seat, any kind of political office, is moving into these positions. And so it's going to get played out.
About the art of war.
Yes.
A lot of people, look, a lot of strategists are backing and putting women up to run to really, like, knock them down. See what I'm saying? So to make the argument and make the fuss because of something going on behind the scenes, it's not even about nobody running for fucking president. It's bigger than that. I'm getting ready to show you what it is. This has been the biggest distraction from keeping you from creating and producing.
Yes.
Because what happened is, boys, Ms. Blue, we grow up, they tell us girls are weak. So I underestimate you.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you boys are strong, so you overestimate me.
Right.
And in reality, the men damn whining and the women working. What the shit? What just happened?
You said the men whining and the women working.
What the hell? You grow up with the perception that you're stronger, so it automatically puts you in competition, puts you up against something.
Yes, yes. So true. Mm-hmm.
Stay with me because I need you to understand what's happening. Look at this law. Not a principle. See, because principles can change. Let me say that again. Principles can change. The laws can't.
Laws can't. That's right.
Look.
Think about how many times you've been in school and had a different principal.
That's right. Principles could change. And look, principles are over schools of thoughts. That's what a principle is for. A principle in your life is over your school of thought. The law can't change. The sun is going to evaporate the damn water. The water is going to go into the damn clouds, and it's going to pull it back down the ground and make rain. That's not going to damn change. That's a law. That's not a fucking principle. That's different.
Right. Yeah.
That means that's going to happen no matter what, whether you hear it or not, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But look at this law. The law of gender. And this is what the issue is. You keep thinking male and female are split.
Say it again.
You keep thinking male and female are split. Both of these energies live inside of you. You cannot create and produce without both of these principles. Both
yes.
of these laws is a law. The principles stand behind this law.
That's right. And we're not talking about what's between your legs.
No. Oh, yeah, could we see? No. Listen, watch this. Watch the law of gender. This is what the law of gender states. This is what it states, and I quote, "This principle embodies the truth that there are gender manifested in everything."
Yes.
"This is not only physical, but mental and even spiritual."
Yes.
"On the physical plane, it only manifests as sex, which is male and female."
Yes. And you know, I want you to talk about this because this is where a lot of the distortion has come in and
uh-huh.
been a big problem. You know, whenever I've discussed this, it's because we kind of get it into, and a lot of times people want to say, I take on both male and female energy and
right.
that androgynous state. But that's not what we're talking about, because that's still trying to manifest it on a sexual expression level. That's not
right.
what the law is about.
That's right. That's right. And see, once I explain this, we're going to look at the higher principles, and then we're going to come back down to the physical.
Yes.
That's what's confusing everybody. So listen, watch. So look at what I just said. The principle embodies gender in manifesting with everything, not only physical, but mental and spiritual as well. So this is how I'm going to make you understand this. In a few minutes, I'm getting ready to give you what the mental equivalent is of the male aspect and the mental equivalent of the female aspect. Then I'm going to give you the men's, I'm going to give you the spiritual equivalent of the male in you, and then I'm going to give you the spiritual equivalent of the soul in you. Every living being on this planet has both in them because they came from both parents, male, female, together.
Yes.
So listen, no creation, physical, mental, or spiritual, is possible without this law. I'm so glad you're going to be able to, because you may have to listen to this again, but I promise you when I finish breaking this down, you're going to realize why you haven't been manifesting, why you haven't been creating, because you've been going up against the other part of yourself that needs to help you create. That's the issue.
Right, right.
That's the issue. Listen, no creation, whether it be physical, mental, or spiritual, is possible without this law. The directions are generation, regeneration, and creation. Everything and every person has two principles. Let me make you understand what this means. When we say generating something, that is feminine energy. Write this down for female. Female means feeding male. The female generates life, and the male regenerates it. Let me say this again. The female generates life, and the male regenerates it. Let's go to a business or a product you're coming up with. Let's say you write a book. Quiet, you need both principles. Listen. And this, baby, this is for a sister that want to see the male and the female in her. Watch this, you writing the book. The creation of the book is coming from your female feminine energy.
Yes.
And when the book is done, because generation means you bringing something into life. When you get to your male side of you, you got to figure out how to put this book out and publish and market it. That's the male in you when you regenerate it.
That's right.
Can you see it?
Yes.
The female and male is giving birth to the creation, which is the book. Both principles are in this book.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a list of things in a minute. Just stick with me here. Because everything has these two principles that makes up a third. Every male have a female principle, and every female has a male principle. So this is the part that got me. When you think about the law of gender, you only thinking about the male and female for as the physical sex. And then they just said, but there's another equivalent for the mental and spiritual. Why nobody never taught you that shit?
Right.
Why are you not teaching you that? Why are you not teaching you on different planes? It's not a male and female. Why is not teaching you something else? Because gender is in everything. Everything has a male, is a masculine father, and a female, which is mother. Gender manifests on all planes. And let's stop right here for a minute. Because there's a whole plane missing.
Yes.
There's a 777 missing, a whole plane of existence missing.
Yeah, missing.
They looking for this plane. And I promise I'm not being insensitive to the brave souls that have paid the price to deliver this universal message, but there's a soul plane missing. Didn't we talk about this back in October with the black box, the black cube of consciousness?
Yes.
With the black box?
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole plane missing.
Yes.
They looking for you.
Yes.
They calling you little black boxes. They looking for the soul plane. And look at the irony in this shit. They looking for it in Australia where the fucking black box was invented.
Yes. Where it was invented.
Do you hear what I'm telling you?
And the box isn't even black.
It's not even black.
We did that show. We did that show last year.
This was in October 20th, if you want to be precise, the Black Cube of Consciousness. We talked about the plane and the parameters and on the black box in the airplane, the cockpit. We talked about this. It's plane missing.
We even talked about the soul plane. There is an airline called the soul plane that had to make an emergency landing. All of this.
This was back in October. That's why it's called the Hunt for Red October, because Monday, tomorrow night, is going to be a red blood moon.
Yes.
It's going to be a red blood moon. It's really going to be going into Tuesday morning, the 15th. It's going to be about 3:15 in the morning on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have four red moons in 18 months. Every time they see a red moon, it represents transformation and ascension.
Yes.
It'll be about 12 o'clock, right after the 14 midnight on the West Coast. All right? In 3:15 in the morning, the moon is going to be blood red. And why are we speaking about West Coast? I hate to break it, but and my brothers on the West Coast funded the war. That's the perfect wealth union. They funded it.
Yeah, the perfect wealth union.
So we're talking about the hunt for red October. So why are we talking principles? Because man lived by principles.
Hmm.
Now, we ain't say God. Now, we talking about man, which is mind. Mind live by principles, and God make principles. I don't even want you on my team if you don't have principles, if you're not conscious of your principles.
Right.
We sit down and break bread over principles. So we're not only up against principles, we up against the misunderstanding of the principle. Because this principle agenda created the number one thing that's causing every fucking situation we've seen that's messed up with us, and is causing competition.
Yes.
It's causing competition. And you say nothing wrong with a little friendly competition. Well, yes, there is.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes, there is. This is what's called the battle of the sexes. And this is not only male against female. This brother against brother. This sister against sister. It causes competition.
Yes.
If I'm in competition with my brother, that's not no real love. How can I respect this brother and be in competition with him at the same time, trying to prove I'm better than him?
Right, right.
How I'm going to love and really come up with my brother if I'm in competition with him? What competition sound like? This is what it sounds like. It sounds like me coming on tonight talking about the law of vibration again. My brother already talked about it Friday. It's self, it's sufficient. There ain't nothing else to talk about with vibration. I'm in total agreement. But if I'm in competition, I'm going to come on here and kick a little bit what I know about vibration, because look, y'all didn't know this, and he didn't know this because I kept this from him. I want to look a little better than him. And he sung that Stevie Wonder, so I'm going to sing Luther Vandross and be running all this bullshit because I'm in competition trying to show he ain't shit. And at the same time, call him the next day. How you like my show, bro? What you talking about? That's what competition creates. It creates damn fucking fools. That's it. Why you can't call that brother and admire what he did? What a great job to use your gift and be inspired to do what you did.
Right, right.
How you gonna compete with some goddamn unique person with their own kips? That ain't no goddamn love.
Not at all.
You know, love in that? Whenever you start to compete next to someone you just lost, that's
yes.
what that means.
Yes.
Whenever you compete, you just lost.
That's right.
Because there's no competition for a unique person. You can't
Never.
Do with that person. You don't have the same experience. You don't have the same gift. You are you. Be good at being you.
That's right.
That's why nobody could beat Tiger Woods, because he wasn't up against competition with no one else. He was playing himself. He said, I'm up against
right.
myself.
That's right.
That's why you can't outdo Michael Jackson. How you gonna outdo Michael Jackson? You ain't no goddamn competition for Michael Jackson. Even if Joe Jackson was your goddamn daddy, you can't outsing no fucking Michael Jackson. You can't win.
Right.
Joe Jackson could whip your ass all day. If you can't sing, you can't sing.
You know what?
You think I'm lying? Look how he ripped the whole damn house ass, and nobody but Michael and Janet came out of there. And what Janet did? We talking about principal. Janet went and got her principal, the pleasure principal, and moved the hell out.
That's right. L.A. Reid.
She went after the pleasure principal. We talking about principals. That's why this is serious.
Yeah.
Why you think I'm always looking for the bright side of everything? I got to find something to laugh about, because I got to keep laughing, keep from damn crying on the shit we done did to ourselves.
Yeah. So true. So true.
Gender.
Yeah. It's a big one.
Gender. So this is what I want everybody to do. Get a blank sheet of paper. Get a blank sheet of paper and draw a line straight up the middle of it. Draw a line straight up the middle. I'm getting ready to give you the gender. On one side, put female. On the other side, put male. On one side, put female. On the other side, put male. Under female, put the goddess Nut. And in the West, they call Pisces. That's the female. That's the feminine energy. Under male, put Gab. In the West Hemisphere, that's Virgo. Put Gab, G-E-B, / give, G-I-V-E. Under new, put generate is your feminine energy inside of you, male and female, brother and sister. Generate under the female energy, regenerate under the male. Next, under the female, put produce. Under the male energy, put product. The feminine energy is where you produce. The male energy is where you get the product, the product. And remember when we looked at the law of gender, and it said, the law of gender, male and female on a physical plane, only playing out as male and female, but nobody really know what the mental and spiritual equivalent is. Well, I'm getting ready to give you the mental equivalent of male and female on the mental plane. On the female side, put silence. That's the feminine energy, silence. On the male side, put sound. Silence is the substance of sound.
silence is where you have a peace of mind. That's the Scorpio. On the other side, put sound, because all sound comes from silence, which is self-expression. They never told you what the mental and spiritual component was, so now I'm going to read a spiritual component of male and female. On the female side, put the soul, S-O-U-L. On the male side, put spirit. That's how they come together. The spirit lives in the soul. So the soul always been, because the woman, the feminine energy is the soul. You are the soul of this planet, sister. They've been waiting on the damn spirit of the damn black man to come fill the damn soul up.
Soul, sister.
So this is in male and female.
Yes.
The spirit lives in the heart. The soul directly connected to the sound, to the voice. That's why women run the throat chakra. They will chop your ass up with the words and make you want to hurt them. You understand?
Yeah, we see that.
And the brother is looking to aspire to be brave heart and conquer that heart through fire and passion and excitement. All right? On the female side, put life. On the male side, put death. On the feminine side, female side, put night, which is newt, is night. And on the male side, put day, which is gab. So what's the relationship with newt and gab? The relationship is Gab is looking to serve the queen, Night, Nalt, Night, Newt. We have to bring the whole world over to Newt, tonight, to the dark side of the tree. Not the light. Everything happened in the dark. Most of y'all on the phone line, in the chat room, all of y'all was made in the damn dark.
Yeah, most of y'all was made in the
most
dark.
Most of y'all made in the dark.
Very few of y'all was made in the light. Maybe
even
about
if
one
it was day, the curtain was closed, so you were made in the dark. Night. See, I want you to look at this, because what happened when the male and female come together, they create a creation, a product is produced with both the male and female in it. Everybody, everything on this planet has a male and female energy. What'd you say, Ms. Lou?
I said mouth closed, legs open, the workshop.
All right, I'm getting ready to give you, do this on a separate page, because I'm getting ready to give you the principles behind Gab, behind the masculine energy. I'm getting ready to give you the principles behind it. The principles connected with Gab is the Virgo energy, is to serve with excellence and integrity. This energy is to give without expecting compensation. I'm going to work harder for you to help you get to your damn greatness more than I do myself. Because the more I do that for you, the more I'm assisting myself anyway. Write this word down, to emit, E-M-I-T. That's why in the Lego movie, his name was Emmett.
Yes.
In the Lego really mean ego. Lego my ego. Lego my ego. Please Lego my ego. You're making me feel bad. You're making me look bad. My ego is involved. Lego my ego. Lego my ego. That's your waffle. But to emit means to move forward, to go forward, to emit. Now write emit in reverse. E-M-I-T in reverse. You should have time.
So this male principle in male and female is connecting to serving and holding nothing back. This what causes the explosion. Remember we talked about the musical notes in the solfège of innovation? We talking what the first note of the musical scale was.
Do.
Do. Write do down. Write D-O, do, because I'm going to show you who you are. And this is how you're going to know if you're serving. You are the donation. You're a nation of do. You're a donation.
A donation. A donation.
Because you came here to donate.
To donate.
Because we donated every goddamn thing. We created every goddamn thing. We donated. But just like Janet Jackson said, what have you donated lately? What have you done for me lately?
That's right, brothers.
We the donation, the nation of those. You came here to donate. This is also connected to the principle of understanding everybody grows at their own rate. So if they're not conscious enough for you, don't get mad at them. They're growing up. They're awakening every day. Work with people. People work with you.
That's right.
Stop waiting on people and stop judging them. No wisdom is greater than service, because when we helping and serving someone, we bringing their mind to ease. Do you know how easy it gets when you know I have your back? You may not even need me, but just knowing you have my support, everybody on this damn line could do anything with the proper support. That's all you need.
Right.
You don't
need
no damn help. All you need is support of knowing someone going to be there for you.
Right. So true. So true.
That's all you need. You know, you don't really want no handout. You want support. That's all you want.
That's it.
But how you going to get support and you not supporting nobody else?
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
These are the principles behind the masculine energy. Gab, Gab is Hercules. Hercules is coming out. This is what makes the male principle in you the strongest, because you're learning how to serve. That's why I like when you play that Martin Luther King, Miss Blue. He said, serve. You want to become great? Serve.
Serve. That's how anybody can serve.
Because guess what he came to realize? Everybody was making excuses why they wasn't receiving. You ain't receiving it because you ain't damn serving. You ain't trying to help nobody.
Right.
You're making excuses to go help other people. If you think somebody needs help, they do. Shit. You just became a psychic. If you feel somebody needs some help, instead of you asking, say, we need help with them bags, just go and do it. If you
That's
got a
right.
damn ex, yeah, he need fucking help. He got 10 bags. What do you think? What do you think?
Yes.
What you think? Is that psychic enough for you? See, they don't believe in magic. People believe in damn tricks.
Yes, so true.
That's the problem.
Yes.
But that's that principle. Now I'm going to go to the principles with the feminine energy in you, which is Newt.
Yes.
And this is the principle of humility. Staying humble.
Yes.
Humility is the root of all courage. Wherever you feel most humiliated, that's where all your power is.
Yes.
In your humiliation.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only balance you have to becoming too proud. All proud mean is you're pro at being loud. Boasting and bragging. That's it. That's what proud means. When you in the new energy in yourself, this is you surrendering to the universal soul's purpose. So do this. Every time you think about the feminine energy being the soul, start asking, what's the soul purpose of my book? That's the feminine energy in that book you wrote.
Yes.
That's the feminine energy. the male energy, who this book needs to go to, that's the masculine energy in that book. Mm-hmm. Everything on this planet has a feminine and masculine principle in it, period. Cannot get here without it. But if you absent of knowing that, you never create nothing because you clashing with the other principle in yourself. If you hate women, you hate your creative energy. Because it's not the women on the outside you're in conflict with. It's the battle of the sexes going on inside of you.
Yes.
Because it's two sexes. That's why they hate these words. Think about these words. I love these words because I know each one of them may spell different, but it says the same. Guess what they call these words? How I'm playing. They call them homophones.
Yes.
They're saying the words are homosexual because they go both ways.
Love it. Homo.
They call them homophones.
Y'all messing with them homophobes. You go both ways.
The words go both ways. That's what they're saying. So this principle in the newt energy in you is staying humble in all success. Don't rise above what you think is successful. If you're around me and you become extremely excited by something working, all you're telling me is you thought that shit wasn't going to work. That's all you're saying.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be that damn excited if you knew the shit was going to work anyway. So stay humble in your success. This is the ultimate right here. This is where you gain the ultimate respect in you for the unseen forces in the universe. That's big. The newt energy in you understands there's some unseen forces in this universe. That's why millionaires don't believe in psychics, but every billionaire got one because he knows it's more than just some damn money. It's some unseen principles and things taking place in the background that's got to happen.
Yep, that's they do.
It takes nothing to make a million, but a billion and trillion of formulas and processes is unseen spirits. It's knowing the male energy and the generation and the regenerating, it know the produce. Remember we talked about deuces. Wow. So you're talking about produces, but you can't get the produce unless you produce. And in order to duck down, you got to bend your knees. You got to duck. That's what duck. Think about the air ducts in your house. Everybody on this phone got a central air unit, and you got ducts in the damn house. The ducts are a channel. And the duck's connected to the duck because the duck dives deep in the water. Yes. The duck go deep in the water, got depth. Pro duck. Now you became a pro at ducking to go and fish out your product. That's why people will follow you if you're passionate behind your product, because a product could only come from a spiritual place, a spiritual principle.
Yes.
It's no other way to get a product than to produce.
That's right.
No other way to get here. So this is when there's new energy in you. You do all you could do to accomplish what you're working on, and then you go assist someone else because you know it's just a matter of time before all the entities and principles start operating and your shit comes to the light.
Yeah.
But think about it. What is an apple? What is an apple? Dad, you don't know what a damn apple is. Think about an apple. You eat apples. You don't even know what an apple is. How you don't know what an apple is? Because you don't know how to make a damn apple. You don't even know what the apple. You don't even know how the apple is being made. You don't know that damn process. Nobody on the planet knows that process. Get a scientist on the damn. But they don't know how to make no damn apple. If they know how to make, they'll make a damn apple. They can't make no damn apples. Even when they're doing that, the modifying generic, they dependent on nature to do that shit. They can't make no goddamn apple.
Right.
Because watch this. Every apple on this planet has a female and a male principle in it. the fucking apple.
Mm-hmm.
What's the male principle in the apple, Miss Blue?
The male principle in the apple is the seed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't brothers carrying seeds? Think about it. That's the male principle in the apple. What's the female principle in the apple? Isn't that the plant?
The plant, yes, the plant. Mm-hmm.
Because the plant is giving life to apples.
Mm-hmm.
The apple don't roll on the ground and go and try to find itself. The apple don't go to no fucking mosque in no church. I'm not, the apple looking for himself.
That's right. That's right.
Everything the apple needs to know to produce an apple is in it already.
Mm-hmm.
The apple don't go to the temples and look for itself. The apple don't go and say, I'm trying to find myself. The apple is conscious of his own self.
Yes. Yes.
Do you know how serious that is? A person looking for their damn self, a person going to some place and some person to find themselves in the fucking apple, know itself?
Yes.
That's why you got to humble yourself in this principle, because you can't even contend up against an apple.
Yes.
Apple know more about itself than you.
Mm-hmm.
So stay humble.
Mm-hmm.
If they really knew how to make an apple, you wouldn't even have no more apple. It would have been destroyed, the shit. If man could destroy one goddamn thing, you could destroy every goddamn thing, because it's the same principle and law sitting behind everything in creation. That formula is not known to man because it's too damn destructive. Mine is man. That's why God don't need principles, because God is already doing shit right and looking to create more, not destroy. But this is all in Newt energy, because this energy that sits in Newt, which is Pisces, which we come to the end of the scale with Pisces, which is a feminine energy, because Pisces are very psychic, Neptune psychics.
Yes.
This is the one realization that the Newt energy inside of you come to. It truly knows that everything, place and person will eventually come to an end.
Yes.
Because the end is everlasting.
That's right.
Coming to an end is going to ensure that the cycle and circle of life continues. That's what the process does.
Beautiful.
The principle of gender. Male and female both are in you. So exercise and start looking for the male and female principle in everything. And when you discover that, you know what principle you're leaving out to produce your product.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
beautiful, powerful information here with Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. He does the amazing soul alignment readings, as well as the soul cycle calendars that many of you have had. You can reach him by emailing him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. All of the information is also in the show notes. You can also find him hanging out, other than the remix here, find him hanging out in Self Invested as well.
Yes. Just a really, really beautiful share. And I'm thinking about everything that you're talking here and really about understanding the law of gender, which is one, and taking a look at it on many different levels and many different forms. One of the things I wanted to share is to talk about it a little bit in this, and I want you to speak on this as well. I came across some research where scientists have been researching the brain and talking about that. A couple of years ago, I did a show and talked about how the brain had chakras in the brain. And that is really what was causing the movement in the brain. But what I found interesting, and I believe it was a scientist and a few doctors, a team that was put together, and I believe they came out of Utah, and they were talking about this whole concept of right brain versus left brain, which really we're talking about, from what we've learned here that you've shared, about the law of gender and really understanding masculine and feminine energy, which exists on all forms and in everywhere. And what they were saying is that back in 1980, it's really where this whole concept of right brain, left brain dominant really came out, and it became sort of a world phenomenon. And much of it is still in practice today. And so in short, what the article was saying is that even though we can equate that what we learn, some people do learn through the right hemisphere. They learn through more of the actions of doing and more of the creative side, and others learn more through the left hemisphere, which is through understanding of the words and more of the aftermath. It's everything we talked about regenerating and everything that we learned about generating. Same thing. But what I found to be very interesting is that they were saying that this is old. This is no longer the case. That the brain has evolved itself, and that the brain no longer is operating like that, and that people still hold on to that because they wrote all of these books. It's still in a lot of the medical schools, but any good person, researcher, any good person, I would say, who knows their magic knows that the brain cannot operate separately. In fact, what happens is they begin to work in unison with each other. And so what happens is whatever you truly put in your mind is what you become. And this is why things are manifesting themselves so quickly and so fast. Because if you are a person and you are rooted, let's say, in the left hemisphere, that's your strong point, then you have now been able to train your right brain to act like the left brain. So your mind is all acting as one. But then the beautiful side of that, too, is if your right brain, and a lot of us are, a lot of us really learn more through that side, you can actually really begin to train your left brain to act in unison together. The other thing that they were saying is that they've been able to do a lot of brain patterns on people born after 1999, and that's when they seen a drastic shift, and they knew that this was no longer the case. Well, remember back when Brother Bobby Hemmett talked about us going through that 2000 gateway? He talked a lot about and about the children and how everyone on the planet, I did a show on this as well, had the master number of 1-1. Everyone was able to walk through that gateway. And our children had that triple master number 111. Well, they're born frequencies. For the children who were born after 1999 and 2000, they have a completely different brain pattern set up for them. And not only is their brain different, but their chakras are completely different. I have found this as well, too. Now, for us, the good news is, for those of us who are doing our work and in our work, I talked about this a few years before anybody was saying it, our DNA has shifted. It has changed. Our brain patterns have changed, at least for most of us. We have that opportunity. So our brains are even evolving. And so I think about the millions of psychic impressions we get every single day, and how little of the impressions that we get that actually come in through the left hemisphere. So it really takes a lot of work to only be an external person. If you are not doing a inner view, and this was very powerful. I got all of your feedback from those who were in Self-Invested on Saturday night because we did a inner view. They got a chance to take an inner view of themselves because that is the way, like you said, Brother Bilal, you're going to know how to show up, how you're showing up. It is your mirror. Yes. It's an opportunity for you to look at that reflection and see what you're projecting, not only here in the moment of now, but what you're projecting out into the future and generations to come.
Right. Well said. Yeah. What I see, people are looking physically for the principles and looking physically for a thing, like they see a male and a female. So even what you're saying, the way we know that you are in full operation, you are producing product. That's the proof that they're working on the inside. It don't have to be nothing that has to be an invention and got to be the next fucking Apple computer. It needs to be something for you.
Yes.
The thing
yes.
that blocks the male principle in everyone is you're not looking to give to everyone just out of love without compensation. Everybody's looking for compensation. I want to create this book not to assist people, not to get people out of hell like I once was. I suffered some broken hearts. I went through some things. I overcame it. I want to help every sister on this planet get out of this. No, I want to do this to make $1 million.
Right.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
Because that's not giving. That's looking to receive.
To receive. And even to say, I'm doing this just so I can pay a bill or just so I can do
this. It won't open. The universe will never open to you. Because it really don't have a male principle. And that's not really a male principle.
Right.
That's a hustle principle.
So
see, this is what. So listen. We talk about silence. Think about. We talk about the spirit and the soul. The soul is the feminine principle. The spirit is the masculine principle. Now look, the soul is directly connected to the voice.
Yes.
And the voice is dependent on you to be honest from your heart and soul. It's two different places. If you're not being honest truly from your soul, if you're hiding something in the dark, you cannot make an impression in reality.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's why you can't manifest nothing, because it's only going to manifest through you being in reality. If you are hiding something in the dark, trying to just manipulate it, it won't come through because the soul can't connect to dishonesty in manipulating.
Yes.
It can't make an impression on what you looking to generate. It don't work like that. So if you holding on to a secret that you don't want no one to know, and I just can't afford for nobody to know this in the dark with me, it won't produce nothing because you're not being honest, so it can't connect to the damn soul because the voice is directly connected. You just cut your voice off. That's why you're always squeaking and cracking.
Yes.
And not producing. It's in giving and humility.
Yes, yes. Giving and humility. Beautiful.
Everything on this planet, from the comb to a brush, anything you could name has a male and female principle in it. That's the only way it gets here. So if you're not producing, you have to figure out what principle you are not operating in.
Well, here's a really good question that Queen 972 in the chat room says.
Right.
She says, how does evil ass corporation produce billions? Evil corporation can produce billions because they have a lot of you heartfelt workers working for them.
Exactly. That's
you,
right.
That's what it means to become a slave master. You know, our brother Banks came on and talked about
the new frequency coming in, and how this new frequency is really connected to the heart. And this is why so many corporations have failed. If you look around the country, look around the world, you will see that so many corporations have went bankrupt, CEOs going to jail, VPs, they have been, all kinds of things have happened to them because they have lost their ground. We've even seen the stock market take its major hit. We've seen all of that, you see?
Yeah, and we also get blinded by other people's money, because we're talking about just money, billions of dollars. That doesn't speak to the contentment or the peace of the people running it. You understand? You're just talking about the physical aspect. We right back at just the physical principle.
Right. And another point. We're going to open up the phone lines in a minute, but I want to say this. Live Love in the chat room said, manipulation of the emotions, het heru. And I want to talk about that, because when we start to talk about goddess energy, because that's what het heru is, and when we start to talk about manipulation of emotions, I want to hear your take on that, Brother Bilal. Do you feel manipulation of the emotions of het heru?
It can't be done. It can't. Hell no, it can't. You can't. Nothing can be manipulated. That's an illusion. Control and manipulation is an illusion. You cannot manipulate anything. You can't do it. It will not be done. It cannot be done. See, that's your illusion, but it's going to create such an insecurity inside of you on feeling you got to manipulate and control everything for something to work in your life. That's why it don't work. That's why you don't trust no damn body, because you're looking to manipulate it.
Right.
How about you just working it naturally come to you?
Right.
How about you in a relationship and this brother he just want to come home to you, versus you got to keep calling him, making him come home. You trying to manipulate him, won't fucking be there.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It can't be done.
The universe always give you what you need. Trust the damn universe. Trust your process. If you feel you have to manipulate it, all you're telling me is you feel you can't keep it. Because if you can manipulate it, that means somebody can manipulate it from your ass.
That's right.
If you got it through manipulation, you will lose it through manipulation.
That's
right. I guarantee. The universe is that accurate.
Right. And the whole thing about that whole thing about even that word to manipulate, like you said, it really is a big illusion, because the whole thing is that we are operating at free will. And so even if my whole basis is, my father always told me this, follow your own agenda and you don't have to worry about anybody else's. It doesn't matter if they are trying to get over on you. It doesn't matter if they're trying to do anything. If you stay true and stay solid and grounded in who you are, as you say, Brother Bilal, it will always work in your favor.
Yeah.
It's when you start adapting to their principles and you follow their agenda.
That makes you different than them now.
It makes you no different. You've become one in the same. Yes.
That is so serious. Let me be honest. I understand when people talking like that. I understand what you're saying. I know you don't mean nothing bad about that, but I'm telling you what that energy produced. I can't afford for you to even try it, because you're going to lose it the same way. You're not going to trust the process. If you feel you have to manipulate something, that means you don't trust it could be yours.
That's
what you're saying. Even the fucking birds got a place to stay. You don't think there's enough food on the planet where you got to manipulate and steal somebody else's?
Yes.
That means you don't trust your process.
So true.
You don't trust your process. Because with that het heru, it's the Taurus energy. And see, this is the issue with the Taurus, because the Taurus, and we're talking about het heru, this is a feminine energy that's connecting to giving.
Giving.
You don't have to manipulate if you're giving.
That's right. And really, the goddess het heru is giving out love.
She's giving love, and it's for everyone's taking. If you choose to come take the love, that's not manipulation. That's what you wanted.
But guess what you start manipulating? Because Taurus Tetaru is really the opposite end of Scorpio, which is sound. Because remember, the other end of Taurus is the Scorpio energy, which is silence. The other end is sound, because all sound comes from silence. Silence is the real art of noise. So what you're telling me, you're going to start manipulating what you're telling yourself.
Yes, yes.
You're going to start lying to yourself because you're manipulating your sound.
Yes, yes.
That's
great
what we start manipulating.
Great discussion.
Oh, yeah,
you
all
guys.
The time, all the
love
time.
Love it, love it.
It's
love
so important routine. To share the processes because I want you to create. I want you to work from a real sound process. It works. It works.
Yes, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Well,
excellent.
I guess we're going to get ready to go to the phone lines.
That sounds good.
We're going to go to the phone lines. Everybody is just really engaged and loving the share. I see all of you out there on the phone lines. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And we're going to get ready. We have about 40 minutes left to go in the form. What we doing, Brother Bilal? You doing readings? What we doing here?
Well, however everybody feeling. If you want a reading, it's all good. However you want to do it.
That's
you have a
right.
question, it's cool, too. It don't even matter.
It don't matter. There it is. So we're going to kind of jump around a little bit here, and I'm just gonna pick somebody here. We're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in from area code 908, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is that name, Ms. Dula?
Yes, 908. Who's on the line, please?
My name is David. And thank you. Hello to the Miss Blue and the whole team.
Good. How you doing, brother? All right, dude.
I'm good.
David.
What's your question for tonight?
Well, I don't really have a question. I just called for a reading.
Okay. Well, let me get your birthday. Let me check some things out with my chart right here.
Okay.
If I get your birthday.
Birthday is March 29th.
March 29th,
yes.
In the year?
1950.
Oh, what a night.
How you feeling tonight, brother? What's going on with you?
I feel well.
Feel well?
All kinds of energy with this moon glowing.
Oh yeah. It's going to be a serious, there's some real good energy on the planet. Yeah, it's a real good take. It's a real good time for any water ritual. Excellent for water rituals. All right, so if you're looking to sit by the water, do some communicating, and, you know, real good to throw some flowers and communicate, channel with the water. One second, I'm getting there.
Get
see where we at here, Brother Dave. One second, here we go. Okay. And you, all right, you have a... very intuitive, super intuitive, to be honest with you. That's why you feel the shift of that moon. You always feel the moon because your energy is intuitive as it is. You know, the role of the moon plays a role of why the water rises and falls. If it wasn't for the moon, the earth would be covered in water. So this is you conquering the mood. Your biggest thing is service. You got to learn how to assist others with no expectation of nothing back. You get what I'm saying? So this is a real nurturing energy in your health. Your health, you got to get on top of your health ASAP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get on top of your health. All right. Very inventive, brother. I see that off the top. But a lot of all of your wealth is connected to your voice. Your voice is where your wealth is. Yeah, that's where your wealth is. Very intuitive, though.
Yes.
So trust your magic. Trust your pictures you see, you know. Very intuitive. Magician.
Love it.
I'll give you some words here, too, David. One of the things is I love what you said, Brother Bilal, about being grounded, because this is a great time for you to begin to work with sort of that what we call traditionally the first chakra, to work with that. A lot of color to bring around you would be the color red. You may even feel... You may feel a burst energy here tonight, and that's because you're feeding sort of your soul. You know, we were talking about that earlier, and Brother Bilal was talking about the soul. You're kind of feeding your soul. So that side of yourself, that feminine, that intuitive side is being fed, and you need to do that more often. You do it, but you don't do it as often as you could do it. I think a lot of what happens is that you kind of remind me of the principal. You know how you go into school and you're a young kid and you running down the hallway and all of a sudden you see principal and you go, whoa, gotta stop. They go to the principal. That's kind of the presence you have in your life. And so what's being called upon you at this particular time is that you're really taking sort of that seat of the student again, and you're humbly taking it. You're okay with it. It's a lot of things that you have to do. You have to learn how to do things different with your body, do things different with your diet. These things are beginning to come into play for you, and definitely you're going to be okay. The biggest thing that I want you to begin to open up, and a movie I would love for you to watch, and you might have watched it, but watch The Green Mile, because this is something that we talked about as well, is that the guardians, like you were saying here tonight, Brother Bilal, of the heart belongs to the brothers, to the men. That's who guards the heart. And for you, you've always kind of looked at your heart as something that you protect those that you love, protect their heart.
Right.
But now I want you to understand that you're the true guardian of the heart. And now it's time for your healing to begin. You've offered a lot of healing to people over your life and your years, and you've given so much. But now it's time for you to be in the place where you're giving is strictly, strictly uninhibited. Your giving is like breathing air. They don't have to be a student for them to get. They don't have to know you to get. Simply by the principal showing up, you are willing to give.
Well,
yeah.
Your talk tonight has been really eye-opening, and it has hit home a lot, but I find myself kind of overpowering people and trying to take a step back and not being too forceful.
Right. I could see that. I could see that. That's why I said you're kind of taking the seat as the new student. You're the student.
Exactly right.
So,
Just
remember, when the student is talking to the teacher, we got to talk a little different. You know, the student doesn't talk to the teacher like he talks to another student.
Gotcha.
You understand? And once you shift your heart, you understand? Once you shift and recognize that you're the guardian of the heart, you don't have to ever worry about overpowering anybody.
I thought I was struggling with just being patient.
No, that's not the only thing. this is what didn't happen. Listen to me very good. Remember, I gave out the list with the female side and the male side. All right.
Yeah, I have my list.
Your male side is damn near completely stripped. Yes, from the clashes with your father. You trying to see, you because look, the 29, listen at the 29, is one of the most intuitive numbers there is. That's why the impatient come from that 29, because it goes to the greatest vibration, which is 11. The overall vibration is a 20. You have a lot of feminine energy, but you've been trying to overcompensate in killing that, but you wanted to overcompensate your masculine energy where you damn near killed it. This is why the clash with your father. He was trying to teach you a damn lesson. And whatever your damn clash with him,
is why you destroying your whole male principle side. Because you don't speak from your heart. You don't speak from your heart. I know you don't. Because you need that sound. You're not sound. That's what integrity is. You're not sound. You don't get no sound sleep. I know you don't. Because you're too intuitive. You be up all damn night. You don't get no sound rest. But you, because you stripped your whole male side because of the judgment you made on your father, you really made on a father energy in yourself. That's why it can't work. What was the relationship like with your father?
Very rocky up until the time I got married and got a home. And
why was rocky? What rocked it?
I didn't feel like he was very giving, just giving out orders.
When you came on the phone, I told you to give. And what you said again?
Yep. He was not giving.
Yeah.
And I resented
that. I'm gonna give you something here.
And I challenged
you. I know you resented that. But I'm gonna give you something here. Listen at me real good. And as a man as you are with your father, listen at this good. The gateway to the universal mother and father is through your physical parents. They hold the gateway. If you're mad at your father energy, you will never get your time. And this is the one thing I need to tell you. If it wasn't for your father, you wouldn't even be here to be fucking mad at him.
I agree with you.
No, he got you here. You think he brought you here to be mad at him? Do something else with that damn energy, because you wouldn't even be here to be mad.
Yes.
Check yourself, because he was just trying to give you a lesson that he couldn't learn. Because we always want to see our children do better, but he didn't know how to teach the lesson for you to get it. So you took it that he was giving, but I'm going to show him, and you're doing it. You done turned into your damn father. That's what I'm talking to your daddy on the phone right now.
My wife says that to me every day.
And
well,
she's
you
not lying.
You need to listen.
She's a Scorpio.
And she, she's not lying.
Yeah, well. No, but, you know, you're exactly right, and I did have the opportunity, God bless me, that I was able to have that conversation with him before he died.
Yeah. Beautiful. I'm glad you did, so you won't have to be split and separate. Good. Listen to your wife, though. She's telling you something from your highest, from your feminine energy. That's all she's channeling, your feminine energy.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not even hard talking to you. You try to listen to, you don't try to tie your shoe. You need to listen to your wife.
The student. You got to be the student.
I got you. I'm struggling with it, but I'm trying.
We all struggling with something, you understand? But work through it. Pay attention, man. It's good.
Well, thank you, brother. And thank you, Miss Blue.
You're welcome. Out, brother. All right, my man.
Peace and love. Hold a lot. Beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 818, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello, greetings. Hello. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, hi, my name is Amira.
Okay, greetings, Amira. Okay, greetings, Amira.
We're in California.
Yes, Brother Bilal.
Be in California. I forgot to tell you guys. I will be in California June 3rd through June 6th, and I will be doing a workshop. So I forgot to tell you guys. I got too excited with this agenda. Yeah, but it's good. It's good. So what you have for? Let me get your birth date while you tell us what's going on.
It is March 3rd.
Okay. What's the year? Did you read?
Oh, 3-3. Yes. March 3rd, 1977.
Okay, 1977. Okay, that sounds familiar. Okay. So what's going on tonight? Tell us what's going on.
Oh, I just appreciated the share, and this just goes into just everything that's, I can say, it's a culmination of this week from the conversation that we've had into principles that I just made, my principles that you had me make.
Right.
And this just ties it all together so that I can get a full understanding into seeing what the principles that I've made for myself and how, you know, what aspect they're connected to, and to see if I'm missing anything, then I need to go into the masculine and feminine aspect. So I appreciate
okay, okay,
it.
This
thank
is
you.
The chef. Okay, okay, now
yes,
I got it now. Okay, I'm looking at this picture out there. All right, goddamn. Okay, well, let me see. Let me see. Let me see what's working with here.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't pick it up. Now, you know I'm in a zone. I ain't even pick it up. Let me see what is. Let me see what's going on here. Let me see what this would be. Okay, okay. This would be, you know, it's going back. It's going in between the male and the female because it's coming from silence and sound. So the more you sit in silence, the more creative you become. So, and you look, you're in a perfect field because, look, the more you create even dishes, that's how you know you are mixing the masculine and physical and female, the female and male principle together because all creation come from the even baking the cake has the both masculine and feminine principle in it. So the more you could create, you start to operate on a higher level of creation.
Beautiful.
Creation is another way of saying a product. The female and male come together to produce a child, which is their creation. So even taking dry, even taking flour, masculine principle, putting with water, female principle comes together to produce a cake. See, it's in everything. You just have to be able to recognize it.
And I am beginning to recognize it even more. And it has been a lot of silence for me the past few weeks. And I knew that the universe was telling me to slow down and focus in. And I recognize
that's amazing.
That. And you definitely have helped me through that. I was just like, I need to be silent and be still right now because there is something, a principle that I keep coming back to. And I was focused and determined to make sure I got it because I know that I'm getting ready to take off. So I have to get these so that I'm going in the right direction.
Yeah, it's in silence. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. If you like, if you're open to it, I'll share something with you too as well, Amira.
I would appreciate that and love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. The first thing I want to tell you is you're in a very, very beautiful, beautiful time now. It can be challenging, but you have all the right tools there. You definitely have had your reading with Brother Bilal, so you have the right tools there that's going to help you with this because a lot of changes are taking place. But these are changes for you. You understand? It's almost like something is one way one day, and boom, it's another. This is what I call the cycle of change. It's everything about change. So you may even feel like you want to change the way you look, change your hair, change where you live, you know, even some thoughts of changing how you do what you do. We talked about that last night in Self-Invested. Why do you do what you do? And but it's good things for you. I pulled a couple of cards from the Kim deck, and I know you have that as well because I received the beautiful note you sent me. So I want to give you the three cards so you can begin to meditate with them and work with them and everything that we're giving you here tonight. The cards that came up, the first card is Know Your Magic. And Know Your Magic is a very powerful card because this is the card that really is about kindness, it's about magic, and it's about consideration. And when you start to take those things into consideration for yourself, you understand? Because sometimes that player hater in us, we want to just let that player hater beat the shit out of us. It tells us all kinds of things. And so this card is to remind you, you know, to have the kindness with yourself, that consideration with yourself, and really tap into your magic, you know, and to be able to tap into your magic is really to go into that state of silence, that meditative state. And so I pulled a card for the final outcome for you. Like what if all of these things go and you really begin to apply these things and take a look at your principles and kind of really get yourself grounded in that, which I'll talk about in a minute, what is going to be the outcome for you? And, of course, this is nothing is written in stone because we're all operating in free will, but 99.9% if you keep going like you're going, what is on the other side is really about joy. It's about joy. And that is something that you have been needing really for the last almost 5 years, joy.
Yeah.
So joy is truly there. So it is about you getting grounded. It really is about, here's some things I want you to take into place, because this is where your action step comes in. It's card number 38 in the Kim deck, and that is the base chakra. It's about honoring your body, because this is where a lot of this misguided, misdirected energy is taking off from. So it's causing you not to be grounded. You've got to begin to honor your body, your temple. You understand the place where your soul resides, your spirit resides, not from the outside honoring your body, but you have to begin to honor it from the inside. Your chef. So you can understand something that confused the hell out of me for years. And I never understood this shit. Why does a cake fall? What makes a cake fall?
It could be opening it too much, not letting it create, not letting it bake, or it could be too dense, could be too much liquid.
Too much
liquid. But generally, if I open up on a souffle, if I open up an oven and I shut the door too hard, it's going to make it fall because there was too much sound, because there's too much vibration.
Too much vibration.
Wow.
I want you to use that metaphor of a cake. And when you begin to ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling like I'm not grounded where I need to be? And I want you to think about the cake. Why is it falling?
Uh-huh.
Why isn't it not happening? Is it too much liquid? Is it too much vibration? Too much sound? What is it? What is the frequency? And this is going to help you put those things back into place. But I see nothing but joy of you coming out of this and definitely knowing your magic. I certainly hope you're going to be in the Soul Sister Workshop.
Yes, I signed up for it. And I actually sent a message because I was so excited to sign up that I didn't follow the other steps. So I'll just resend the email.
That's okay. I will make mental note. Myself and Esther will take care of that. We noticed that a lot of people were so excited they forgot to do it. So we've been really, really being sisters keepers and going back and definitely taking a look at that. But I just wanted to share that with you. But you're in this cycle of change. A good crystal for you to begin to work with is going to be the lapis lazuli. It's a blue crystal. And running down the center, you'll see those gold veins, which is the pyrite, otherwise known as fool's gold. But they have some very unique properties that really help. Everyone thinks it's about communication, about the throat chakra. That crystal is connected with that, but it's connected with what Brother Bilal spoke about tonight, the silence. The pause.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I have tons of crystals. And I just want to thank you for this, because being grounded, and I've expressed this with Brother Bilal, that I know is my thing. I was so on my upper chakras, I was not even in this dimension until I was vegan raw. My body was like, eat some meat. And I'm going back and forth like, no, I can't because this. And my body was like, you need to go eat some fish.
That's right.
And I immediately just felt me come back like, oh, my goodness. Okay,
beautiful.
Great. I'm coming back here. And so I definitely recognize I was not grounded. I'm like, I am not grounded right now. I have all this information, and I can't do nothing with it on this physical plane. And Brother Bilal has been showing me, you know, the tools to use so that I can do that. So you guys are just absolutely amazing, and I appreciate it.
All right.
I'm
going to go grab my lapis lazuli tonight, and I will be meditating with that tonight.
There it is. All
right.
Peace and love. Thank you so much. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 314. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Ms. Blue. Greetings, Brother Bala. This is Nina.
Okay, greetings.
All right.
What you have for us? I wanted to know if I could get a reading.
Okay. You surely can. If we can get your birth date and check this male and female energy out for you.
Okay, 10-10-78.
Boy, a lot of double digits, huh? 10-10-1978?
Yep.
All right. So what's going on tonight? What questions you had? What you was thinking about?
Ooh, a lot of endings, a lot of closure.
You there?
Go ahead. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. So I guess what I want to know about is what's going on with my career and family life.
And family life, you say?
Yes.
Okay. One second here. Everybody going, for some reason, everyone calling in have the same energy
yeah.
we're giving. And it's
yeah.
like, you know, and
so
the
true.
Only issue with the service and really giving, when you get to the mindset where you feel everybody is starting to take your kindness for your weakness, you start to go down. You start to run yourself a little ragged. So your whole thing is about regenerating. Reinventing, okay, even
mm-hmm.
like you say, even with the family life, it's about regenerating, but this is also connected to you being more detailed in relationships and being more attentive,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because remember, it takes two to make a relationship, it's two in the relationship, so both principles are there,
mm-hmm.
okay? So, but this
okay.
is truly, yeah, this is truly about listen to this very good.
Okay.
Seek and you shall find. If you're looking for something bad in someone, you will
mm-hmm.
find it. So if you want to go through his text message because you're feeling something, you will find what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
You
that
are a natural mind. Researcher, and I wouldn't mind if you research and uncover different mysteries of the universe instead of uncovering his text messages and emails. How about that?
Okay.
You can do that?
Yes.
Because that's
yes.
only a distraction. You're the one producing it. By you mm-hmm. even imagine he doing all that shit, you helping the situation, you bringing the picture mm-hmm. to life. And you because you, the mind is designed to prove itself right.
Okay.
So if you want to make him a cheater, you're going to make sure he's cheating.
Okay.
Because you will find a way to make it happen. You will aggravate the shit out of him so much, you say, God damn, you're blaming me? I might as well do the damn shit. God damn, what are you working on my fucking nerves? That's what he said. I already know. Yeah, and he rightfully so. Because you're doing this in your own head. Not making him, not looking to make him right, but this is you in a conflict with your masculine energy because you're in a conflict with him and you're destroying your masculine energy through him.
Yeah.
So you don't get no sound sleep either. You up all night. You hear everything.
No, that's funny that you say that because something that I have been sitting with recently is how all of the males in my life that are close to me, father, older son, who is becoming a man, he's 17, my significant other, there has just been struggle.
Mm-hmm.
There is something, and so I've been sitting with that. What is it about me and men or masculine energy in general, what is going on there?
But remember, it's the masculine energy inside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right? And it's really connected to your sound. You don't speak up when you need to. You don't express what you need. You hold the shit in, and then you'll blow the fuck up, and then that shit don't
mm-hmm.
work. It's aggravating, mm-hmm. but you're doing it to yourself.
Okay.
This is not about no one else.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about no one else. You make
yeah.
too. You're making way too many judgments on everything. You're misjudging mm-hmm. shit. You damn near gonna become bipolar around it, looking crazy because you're not letting out. You have to put out.
Mm-hmm.
Put fires out. You're creating fires. Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Well, I do want to ask you a question. The throat chakra did come up. I do want to ask you a question, and, you know, it's interesting. You were talking about the men in your life, and a song started playing in my head, and the song was LL Cool J, I Need Love. You know the song? You remember that?
Yes.
The LL Cool J with I Need Love. And that's what's going on with you with the men. You're giving them all the love. And really, my heart goes out to you because I can see how much love you have for the masculine energy. But I want to talk to you about this because it has been struggles with your father. I do see the distance there, things of growing up and that whole situation. And I see how much you love your son. I see how much even the man in your life, how much you love. But I want to talk to you about, it's interesting that they're the ones that where all the rift is. Why do you blame your mother so much for all of this?
Wow. She was, that's crazy that you said that. So she had she was there, she raised me. So she was in my life the most, and I understand. So my father, who wasn't there, he, of course, he doesn't get off the hook. Absolutely not. But so, you know, her presence, and I know she did the best that she could, but, you know, none of us are perfect, and she did what she did the best that she could. However, there were some things that she just didn't know, and she had me young,
right.
And there were things that she didn't know, and yes, it impacted me as I grew up. It impacted me as a young woman, and
right.
Even as an adult woman.
This is what I want to ask you. If there was one thing, and I want you to take a look, because I'm a mother too, so and you're a mother too, so we both understand that no matter how perfect we think we are as mothers, there's always going to be something where we could look back and we could say, you know, like you were saying about your mom, it's like a lot of things we just didn't know at a certain time in our lives. But I want you to tell me one thing. If it was one thing that your mother really needed to work on, what would that one thing be?
Not trying to be so controlling.
You know, yeah. It's interesting that you would say that you don't want your mother to be so controlling, because that's what you struggle with, and that's what you've been accused of. See
Absolutely.
How that works?
Of
trying to control. Of trying to control and trying to do that. You know, you're a very, very highly intuitive sister. And I love it when sisters like you particularly come on the line and you ask these questions and you open yourself up and really be a part of this knowledge of opening yourself up to that knowledge. The thing about it is that you have allowed your father energy in you, your masculine energy, to get off scot-free. And who's paying price is the feminine energy. Because, see, there's only two things that your conscience can do. Your conscience either accuses or excuses. And even that part, like Brother Bilal was talking about here, everything according to the law of gender is in everything. So even in your conscious mind, where the player hater is, there's a masculine and a feminine energy. The masculine energy is the feminine energy is the accuser. And the masculine energy is the excuser. And you take that and see how you're applying that in your life.
Because even though these things are going wrong with your children, and, you know, we have these little things with our sons when they grow older, and even though these things are going on with your man and even in past relationships, the person, the energy inside of you that you blamed is the feminine energy, which takes you right back to your mother. So that's where I want you to begin to start working. To start working to change that energy. Because there's a part of you when I see you standing there. You know how you look at that picture and they say, can you see a young woman or old woman? You look at that picture and you see nothing because you can't recognize yourself outside of feminine energy because of so many things that have happened in your life. So it's about really getting back into those practices of really recognizing. Here's the exercise I want you to do. I want you, because sometimes we have to look outside of ourselves to find our way back to ourselves. And even though this is a process, and we're all a work in process, trust and believe that, everybody. We're all growing up here together. Everybody got their work to do. The next time that you see a sister, a woman, I want you to give them a compliment. I want you to say something about them. So you can begin to start recognizing yourself. You've got to find that voice, that voice that's inside of you, you see, because that's the part of you that you're not speaking the truth about. See, when we talk about being bad bitches, and we're talking in a good way, you can't be the only bad bitch. There's other bitches on the planet that are bad too. And if you recognize them, then how do you know you're a real bad bitch? How do you know that? So start recognizing those other badass sisters out there. Start recognizing those other bad women, and you're going to be able to see yourself in a way that you've never seen yourself. So that's what I have for you.
So I wanted to tell you, when you said that you saw the throat chakra come up for me, I have been experiencing for the last few years and trying to get under control thyroid issues. Maybe this has manifested physically.
Of course. Because that is, so you can understand, that is the high heart. You know what the thyroid is for? The thyroid is your temperament. That means that you are having massive mood swings. You could go from being extremely fucking excited to down there in the dumps. I want you to open up when you're in the shower. Next time you're taking a shower, next time you're taking a bath, I want you to sing like your ass is Whitney Houston. I want you to open up your vocal cords, and I want you to begin to sing. That's going to help to balance out that energy center, speaking your truth and speaking from your heart, facing sort of your fears, letting out, like Brother Bilal was saying, letting out your truth, saying what's really on your mind. It's going to help you to balance the internal energy within your thyroid. And I want you to send me an email. We don't have enough time here. And I'll give you some holistic things that you can begin to work with so you can. And the next time that you're speaking, I want you to take your hand and put it over your throat. You need to hear that vibration of what it sounds like for you to speak. And I certainly hope you're going to be in the Soul Sister Workshop.
I most certainly will be.
Yes.
There we go.
All right. Beautiful. Make sure you eat.
Thank you so much, Blue and Brother Bilal.
You're welcome.
You all have a good night.
You too.
You too. Peace and love. Peace and love. Wow. Can you believe 3 minutes left to go in the form?
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. Yeah. Beautiful energy tonight. Very good. Very good.
Yes, yes.
Very good.
beautiful energy. I want to remind everyone again to give out your contact information. And that contact is Brother Bilal. It's Bilal the Experience. Bilal the Experience at gmail.com for those soul alignment readings that you guys tell me so much about, and for the soul cycle that you guys have told us. Told me so much about that you love, and even have heard many of you speak up here. Definitely, it is something that we all should have in our lives, and I definitely recommend you guys definitely get in line, go get that. Mm-hmm. So are we going into the after hours, Brother Bilal? What are we doing?
Let's take a few people in the after hours. You know, I'm feeling like that. Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. So we're going to keep going. One of the things I want to remind you guys, Dr. Umar Johnson is going to be in the house putting it down.
All right.
On Friday night, Dr. Umar Johnson is coming back, bringing the fire. Yes, that brother always brings the fire. So big ups. Let him know you know he's coming. And he will be in the remix on next Friday night. We're going to be doing that. Don't forget about the Soul Sister Workshop. Don't forget to download, because you just got to do that. Leave a comment. If you like it. If you love it. Want you to do that as well, too. We're going to continue to go into the after hours, because I see hundreds of you guys on the phone lines that you're here. Much love, warm spirit to you guys out there. And, yes, great share here tonight. Just loving it. And
I mean, I would love everyone to really, like, challenge yourself to see the male and female principle in everything.
Yes.
When you start doing this, and, you know, you do it with things around you, do it with other people, see what products they have. Don't always just focus on yourself to come up with a product. Look at other things first, and then it's going to, like, open up a whole other world to you, and then you're going to know what female principle you need to put in place and what male principle you need to put in place. Remember, the female is the generator. The male is the regenerator.
Powerful.
If you could remember that, so simple. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm. The other thing I want to say before we close out, Brother Bilal will be heading to California, hosted by the Pacific Union Wealth Center. You guys definitely, if you're in Cali, reach out to him. Reach out to Brother Bilal to get those instructions so you could see him live and in person.
We will be getting it in. And it begins anew.
So we're going to keep going. We're going to go to the phone lines. I see so many of you guys still here listening. So we're going to go to the next caller. I'm just going to jump around. And so we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 610. 610, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad I got through. This is my first time calling in.
Welcome.
It's
online, please.
This is Sue from Philadelphia.
Okay, Sue from Philadelphia.
Hey, Sue. All right.
Great show tonight. Great show. Oh.
All right. Let me do that birthday, sweetheart, while you tell us what's going on.
Okay, yes. My birthday is 12/29/71.
Oh, you're impatient too, huh? Wow. Okay.
Hey,
71? All right. Tell us what's going on this evening. What you loving about the share?
Oh, I loved everything. I was taking notes, and I'm so happy because my son called in tonight, and we were both in the chat, and we just had a really good time.
Oh, wow.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
Okay, my question, I have many, but I think the one major question I want to know is what lesson am I overlooking? I feel like something.
Well, that's a real good one.
That's a great question. I actually
let's do that birth date again. That's 12/29/71?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one second. What lesson are you overlooking?
Yeah.
The number one thing, the number one lesson you're missing is there's always a bigger picture. And you have to respect how the instructor looks. everyone that comes to teach you something may not look, it may not have the perception of what you want them to look like, but that's the most powerful message and lessons coming from the ugly look. So you need to really start internalizing beauty is on the inside, to listen. The instructions not only always come from a teacher with glasses and a lab coat on for you to respect them. They may be someone that dropped out of school and hanging on the fucking corner and you just run in the store. They may have the message of a lifetime for you, but you look right over them because you don't see no value in them because it looks ugly to you. So you have to learn how to find the beauty in everything. Number one lesson.
Okay.
And get some patience about you. Well, you talk off the chain. You're not the average impatient person. You impatient for real. You
I
want
think
everything
I'm very
tomorrow.
Patient. I think I'm too
you
patient.
You think so? Ooh. Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna pay attention to that more.
Do me a favor. Yeah, I know, but I'm not just telling you that now. But do me a favor. Tell me, what is your definition of time?
I don't really think time exists.
That is. We got it. We done figured it out.
Yeah, we figured it out. I'm sorry, sis.
That's
we
it right there. That's why your time would never come.
Okay.
Because, look, if time not real, that means you're not real.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's like a distinction between now and then or past and present. You know, like that. I don't think it's like a timeline in a sense.
Well, so what is it? So what is time? See, you still never say what time is. You just say you feel it don't exist.
I feel it's an illusion.
I know, but listen at me good. The masculine principle is over time. Because everything in the dark got to come to light. It's just a matter of time. If time is an illusion, you just made yourself the illusion.
Okay.
Because the truth works for time. That's why time is a father principle. So you're saying your father is an illusion, which is the regenerating, the product. You don't see nothing. You don't see nothing coming. That's why your disappointments always happen, because you don't believe in time.
Okay.
What time you started listening to the remix?
I don't know exactly.
Did you jump on when it first started, or you just jumped on the line?
When it first started, because I was actually early. It didn't start until 10:30.
Sound like time to me.
I was like 15 minutes, I guess, before it started, so 10:15.
So you telling me you was on time?
Evidently I was, because it didn't start when I thought it was going to start, so that
but
right
you
there.
Ain't worried about time. So but you ain't worried
really
about time. Why you worried about what time it started now? If you don't care about time.
Okay. Got
See,
it.
See, this is where the
Got
conflict
it.
Started happening in our life.
Mm. Okay.
You telling me time is illusion, you don't give a damn about time anyway, but you're steady asking, when's going to be my time? When's going to be my breakthrough? When? You don't believe in time. Fuck, why do you need a breakthrough? You don't believe in the shit anyway. This has been jacking us up. Our illusion. See, your definition is an illusion.
I got
you
that.
Get it?
I got
you
it.
You got it?
I got it.
You got it?
I got it.
That is.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
sister.
Here is definitely what I want to share with you as well. When Brother Bilal was saying that you were impatient, I said, yes, you are. And you said, no, I got a lot of patience. You do, but you have no patience for listening. That's where your impatience is. See, we have these different things, and sometimes we tend to look at them in one way. I think that you are very patient. Just like you said, you came. The show was not – it hadn't started. You were very patient, and you waited. You have no problems with that kind of patience. But you are impatient as hell. You can't listen, because inside of your mind, there's always another conversation going on.
Yes. Yes.
So your impatience is through your listening
you don't listen. And that listening is how we begin to hear our inner voice.
Yeah, I'm learning to listen to my inner voice. I'm starting to recognize it and identify with it and pay more attention to it.
Mm-hmm. That's good that you're starting,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's never too late to start. But I want you to understand mm-hmm. that this is your major challenge, and it still is to this day. That's why I'm telling you, and you could verify, yes, you're correct, Ms. Blue. That's
yes.
where my problem is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you about forgiveness.
Okay.
And I want to ask you a question. Who do you need to forgive?
I don't know. I try to go through one by one each relationship and, you know, find peace with any forgiveness. And that's why I'm asking the question I ask, like, am I overlooking something? Is it something I'm not dealing with?
Well, hold on. Hold on a second. So who do you need to forgive? You don't have to name names like Richard and Thomas and Bill. I'm not asking that. But who do you need to forgive? Friends, past lovers, past relationship. Who do you need to forgive? Who are the people you need to forgive? Who do you need to forgive?
I think the hardest one I deal with, I'm trying to find peace and I'm trying to make sure I'm completely forgiven, is my mother. That's the one relationship that weighs the most on my heart.
Okay, so the only person you need to forgive is your mother.
That I can think of right now.
Okay. Because in the beginning you said past relationships. That was with the S.
No, I mean all relationships, like friends, you know, parents, siblings, everything. Like, that's what I mean in relationships.
And here's what I want you to just hear really closely. Can
okay.
you see how this listening thing, because you're editing, everything that comes out of your mouth, you edit. And that's why there's no consistency. And where you don't have consistency, you can't listen because you can't hear.
Okay.
And it's causing you to do a lot of things. But I want you to just, if you could just hear that part, because it was a very simple question. You started out not editing, and then you went to editing. First, you said, I have to forgive past relationship. Then you said, my mother, that's the only person I could think about. And then you said, well, some people I need to forget. So who do you need to forgive?
I would have to say my mom. I'm not really, I haven't really found peace with a lot of things that, you know, have taken place in my life with that situation, with my mother relationship.
Mm-hmm. And I'll ask you what I asked the sister earlier. What is the biggest thing, if there was one thing your mother should have, could have worked on, what would it have been?
I think taking responsibility.
Mm.
Like,
did you know that listening was directly tied to responsibility? Because if I can't hear you, if your mama is calling you and telling you, you better bring your ass in the house, and you say, mama, I didn't hear you, she not going to hold you responsible for that. But if she thought, if there was a smidget that she thought you heard her calling you and you ignored her,
mm-hmm.
oh, we know what time it is.
Hmm.
Yes, true.
So your mother doesn't want to take responsibility, and you don't want to listen because you don't like what you're hearing. Because of the responsibility that you would have to take. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Forgiveness is never about the other person. It's always about you. Forgiveness is for giving. You're giving ahead. That's why you got to believe in time. Because if you don't believe in time, you can never move forward to forgive. And this is where the struggle is. So you definitely need to make those amends with your mother. Give that forgiving to your mother, to yourself, and whoever, because that is you moving forward. You're forgiving.
Okay, I got that. Okay.
So let me ask you a question. This the last question I'm going to ask you, because I know that you're helping so many people, so I thank you as a bold, badass sister. But I want to ask you a question. What do you think about ignorant people?
Now, that's where I don't have patience. That I can say. I do not have patience for ignorance.
You don't. So what do you think about them? But what do you think about people who are ignorant?
I don't know what I think about them, but I do notice that I get so annoyed. Like, you don't have to stay ignorant. You know what I mean? I really get annoyed, and I don't like to be around it. And mm-hmm. I'll just repeat myself.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down ignorant. I want you to write it down, and I believe it's spelled I-G-N-O-R-A-N-T, ignorant, right? I want you to write that down. Write that down.
Mm-hmm, I did.
Ignorant means, and this is just coming to me because y'all know how I feel about spelling, but ignorance means to ignore. You see ignore in the first
yes.
of ignorant? Ignorant
yes.
means to ignore. It means they don't listen like you.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Yes, yes.
So this is why you got to fix this listening. Because you hate ignorant people.
I do.
Ignorant people are people who don't listen, and you don't listen.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So sit down, write a love letter to yourself. Write a letter to your mother. Mail them both, because there's power about putting energy, written words out to the universe. This is even why we can find to this day a bottle that was thrown in water with a written letter that has lasted hundreds of years, still intact, because of that vibration and frequency. Write that letter. Write that love letter. Letting it all out, giving the forgiving, which means to give forward. So you can move forward in time and learn how to listen. 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 Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I have for you.
That was a lot. That was way more than I expected. Thank you so much.
Now, you listen again.
Yes, yes. I hope
yeah,
you
and well. I am. Trust me. I am.
All right. Well, peace
right.
and love to you and your son. Peace and love. Hopefully, we see you at the Soul Sister Workshop. So, peace and love.
Okay. Yes, yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Beautiful. All right. We're going to take
yeah.
another call. Here calling in from area code 513. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue. It's Lauren calling from Cincinnati.
Okay, greetings to you, Lauren from Cincinnati. Like that show, baby. If you ever wonder that show, whatever.
I don't even know that show. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's WKRP in Cincinnati. Yes. Greetings.
There you go.
There you go, Erica. They know about
it. How you doing tonight?
I'm sorry. I don't get out much. I'm good. How y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Real good.
I just want to say, Brother Bilal, I love your isms. You off the chain. Thank
all
you.
Right. All right. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss
it is not late. Hey, I can't take all that credit. It's a whole team of people that helps develop all of us. So I appreciate it. Thank you, baby.
Well, thank you to everybody. Yeah.
There you go.
Right. Miss Blue, thank you for your energy. It's always lovely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a whole fleet.
Well, thank you to everybody again. We just going to say thank
indeed.
You to everybody. Thank you, Remix family. Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Good. What you got for us?
While I've been sitting here, listening to y'all, I wrote a poem. I wanted to share it. And then if I could get a reading, that's cool.
Good. You know what? Give me the birthday while you kick your poem. That'd be perfect.
Okay. It's August 12th, 1985.
Okay.
All right. And please say it like you're not going to say it ever again in life. I want you to really read it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we would appreciate that energy.
I'm going to try my best. I'd be nervous, but I'm going to try my best, okay?
Okay.
It's not all about you, baby. It's about everybody, so
go ahead. Go for it.
All right. Here we go. Lego my ego. I'm trying to Lego my ego. Moving forward, Lego emitting. Causing too much time, it is taking. My backbone is aching, pulsating, elating. I didn't realize I was squeaky and cracky. I was my own demise, blaming the male Virgo in my life. But humane, I stay in my creation, promoting creation with humble vibration. Jebbing nut, bitch, I'm nutting. Both ways, my flow go, is so homo. I say to the universes unseen, these chili cheese Fritos, so mean. Take the passion in this product, no manipulation in my conduct. Light riding, giving, I'm so dark when I'm light. I'm warring when I fight, bitch, I'm luring when I'm right. Fighting apple, big apple in my sights. I found my right place. Making preparation to be practicing my principles so I can produce my product to these different people and places. People pleasure pain, pick your poison. Makes my inner Pisces play, pick your poison. That psychic play picked my poison. That purple rain be my poison. Playing possum in my dungeon. These blood moons keep that energy flowing. That red liquid keep it pumping. Through my heart keep me grounded and open. And it keeps the cycle going. And that's all I got.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Damn.
You did that. Yes, nice. You did that. That's beautiful. Oh,
wow.
I love that. That was powerful. That was hot.
Wow.
Yeah, that was hot. I love that. Yes.
Wow. Let me see. Wait, that's powerful. I really appreciate that. Wow. let me see what we see here. I know it's a little turbulence going on right now, but you're going to be moving out of it soon. You and your test right now. But remember, it's only a test. It's going to be moving out of that energy soon. And it's a lot of relationship struggle. That's where a lot of your issues at. So look to channel your sex magic into what you're doing right now, creating, because your wealth is connected to your voice, so I love that, and it's connected to that love element, your whole spirit, you know what I'm saying? But make sure you balance that, just the relationship area, but I know you're struggling with that test that's going on right now, but you are here to educate on a spiritual level, so get to it. Yeah, you're here to educate on a spiritual level. Yeah. Because see, your substance when you write poems like this, when you write what you just wrote and you go and spit it at one of the shows, that's not Eve. That's in the light.
Right.
What's going to come out when the people come after you finish, after you get off the stage, and they say, "Man, what inspired that? Tell me a little bit more." And that's when you tap into that spiritual shit for real. You get what I'm saying? You only using what you're writing as like a business card to talk about the real spiritual shit that's locked in you.
Okay.
But for you to produce what you just produced is excellent, hands down.
Thank you.
Yeah, but respect the silence, though. Yeah. Beautiful.
Real beautiful. Mm. You know, I pulled a card for you from the Kim deck. And the card that I pulled up was card number 25, obstacles and challenges. So right in alignment with what Brother Bilal was saying, and this really is about the time where you are and how you feel that's been processed for you. I want you to know, though, that even though this turbulence is going on for you, you are actually healing. This is a healing process for you. And it's so beautiful about this healing process, because you're healing too. Healing comes through you speaking about it, talking about it, which for you has been your biggest struggle, because you like to hide behind words. Brother Bilal likes to use words, and you like to hide behind words. Yeah, you know, somebody make you mad, you going to write their ass and spit some poetry and let them know what you feel. And then they don't get to hold you. They don't get to ask you questions. They don't get to say, well, what are you, girl, you were talking about me? Who are you talking about? You're like, what are you talking about? I'm just spitting some poetry. But that is truly, truly where your magic is going to come in. But it really is going to take for you to embrace that. Because what will happen is that you don't get to hide behind your words. You get to truly own them. And when you own words, and Brother Bilal can speak to this because he is the word master, the word lord. Mm. You know, he sits on the word. Mm. He owns the words. When you own them, then you're going to be able to see your own reflection in it.
Mm.
And then that's going to take you right back to, why are we here? And that's because you've lost the trust factor. You know how they got the X factor? You've lost the trust factor. You don't trust yourself. You don't even trust yourself with your own words. That's why you put them out in poetry. You've got to start owning your words and trusting yourself with your words beyond the magic that you make with poetry. Like Brother Bilal says, that is only one expression of it. The real spiritual teaching comes in when you start to truly own them words, when you can say for real.
Right.
That's when you own it. I want to ask you this question. What is the purpose of that poem that you wrote? What's the purpose of it?
I don't know. I was just
yeah, it is.
One off.
See?
I was just going.
That's
I
it
was,
right
no,
there.
No, but listen. Wait. I was just going off of.
She said, wait.
I was just going off of. I was just going off of what I was listening to as y'all were speaking.
No, you wasn't.
So that it may not have necessarily have been a purpose.
But listen,
for me.
Listen. You could not produce a poetry piece like that off of somebody speaking. How do I know? Because my ass can't write shit when it comes to poetry. That's how me and Esther started the linguistic shows, because Esther can write her ass off too with poetry. I could not do that shit. So it cannot just come from listening. There is another portion that happened in order for you to produce that poetry. What was the purpose? What was the real purpose? I want you to embrace this and start your healing and activate it right here with us now.
Okay. It was, I guess, to inspire myself out of my struggles.
Hmm.
That's a part of it. And what was the other reason? What was the other reason? What was the other purpose of that? It was to inspire yourself out of your struggle. But what was it that you was getting that caused you to be in your spirit? Because this is what Brother Bilal told you, your spiritual work. So what was it that caused you to go into your spirit?
Being inspired by you guys, what you guys are
right.
doing.
Right. Okay. So what did it make you feel? Because you had to feel something. What did it make you feel?
I felt motivated to create.
No, you didn't feel. You felt
you didn't really feel motivated. I don't want to tell you what you felt, but you were more inspired because you were spirit. So motivation don't last. Inspiration lasts.
Now, this is a perfect example of what we're talking about, gender. Look, listen at this very good. You can even produce that piece if the male and female principle wasn't present.
Yes.
It would never come forth. So listen at this. If you figure out what the soul purpose is, that'd be you tapping back into the feminine aspect, because the female part of you generated that. You speaking it just now, where you regenerating.
Generating
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't even have a piece if it wasn't for the male and female energy coming together. But when you could tap back into what the sole purpose of it was,
that's
how you tap back into your feminine energy. Now listen at this.
Yeah.
If you really don't have a sole
purpose
for it, listen at this. Watch this. Watch this. If you can't find out the sole purpose why you wrote it, that means you got it from your mind, not your heart and soul.
Soul.
It was heart and mind. I need you to go back to heart and soul. You get it?
I got it.
See, because by you producing it, you know it has to come from the female and male. It can't even come in. That's your creation. But you got to find what the seeds of it is and what the sole purpose of it is. And then you start doing that with everything in your life.
Yeah.
Watch what happened.
Okay. While you guys were talking, while I was listening and writing the poem, I was thinking that all this time I've been working with just the female aspect side of me, side of myself, and without the male, without even recognizing the male aspect side of myself.
It's actually the other way around,
like,
sweetie. You've been working with the male part of yourself.
Now, look, Miss Blue, look, check this out. If you would have wrote that piece after the damn show, it would have been more powerful. How the fuck you going to write the shit and listen to us at the same time? You're not listening. You're not silent and paying attention. That's how you know it's from your mind. That's why you can't hear the soul's purpose.
Right.
Now, I want you to rewrite something and then watch what that sounds like.
Yeah, you actually are writing from the male aspect of yourself.
That's right.
You're not using the feminine part at all. See, we get confused. This is what I was saying earlier about the brain. We think that when it comes to art and drama and poetry, that's all right hemisphere. That's a part of the masculine feminine law of gender. But we got to go back to the point of creation, conception. And when you go back to conception, you ask those two questions. Was it mind and heart? Or heart and soul.
Yes.
See, the power is in the heart and soul, not the heart and the mind.
Well,
once again, as usual, I've been working ahead of myself.
But it was a perfect example to fix it.
Before Miss Blue, but and I know, but as usual, I'm not listening, and I get it. I'm learning, though. I'm learning.
I know.
We all are. Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing. You know, we're all that example that we all can begin to reflect with ourselves. And when we do these shows, they truly are divine. You understand what I'm saying? And so this, you calling in with this
perfect.
Scenario.
You know what? Even if you didn't get take a second right now and ask your higher self, ask yourself this question. What was my sole purpose for real for writing this? Answer that. But take a second and ask your higher self. Ask your heart and soul. See what comes to you.
All I can come up with is to love myself a little more.
All right, say it. Say it and own it. Say, tell me the reason I wrote. Say it and own it. Say it from the heart.
The reason I wrote the poem was so I could love myself a little more.
Now do this. Now read that piece again from your heart and soul. Read it like you fucking go die after this shit. Read it like never before, for real. Put the, yes. all your life force into this shit. Read it. Go for it.
Oh, my God. I didn't really want to do it again. I really didn't.
Do it again.
Well,
but okay.
Well you don't
okay.
do it again.
Okay.
Watch this.
All right. Let me sit up straight. Lego my ego, I'm trying to Lego my ego, moving forward, Lego emitting, cause too much time it is taking, my backbone is aching, pulsating, elating, I didn't realize I was squeaky and cracky, I was my own demise, blaming the male Virgo in my life, but humane, I stay in my creation, promoting creation with humble vibration. Jebbing nut, bitch, I'm nutting. Both ways, my flow go is so homo. I shake to the universes unseen. These chili fries, these chili cheese Fritos, so mean. Check the passion in this product, no manipulation in my conduct. Light riding, I'm giving. I'm so dark when I'm light. I'm worn when I fight. Bitch, I'm lorn when I'm right. Bitten apple in my sight. I found my right place. Making preparation to be practicing my principles so I can produce my product to these different people and places. People pleasure pain, pick your passion. Makes my inner Pisces play, pick your passion. That psychic play, pick my poison. That purple rain be my poison. Playing possum in my dungeon. These blood moons keep that energy flowing. That red liquid keep it pumping through my heart. Keep me grounded and open, and it keeps the cycle going.
There you go.
There you go. Beautiful. And, you know, did you say your birthday was August the 12th? Was that you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're in a cycle where it's kind of forcing you to grow up. A lot of things are closing out, and you're about to enter into a whole new beginning. That's a lot of things that's going on, too. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Powerful.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, definitely love you. Love
great
you.
Job.
And I will see you
same
at
here.
The Soul Sister Workshop. I hope you
can. I'm going to try to make it.
Don't try. We need you to make it.
Okay.
All right. Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
What a beautiful share here tonight, Brother Bilal. It's always a pleasure to have
wow.
you come on. Platform joining us here live in the remix.
That was
gonna...
a perfect example, man.
Oh, God. Couldn't have asked for anything better, you know. The universe always
wow.
delivers what we need here, and I thank you so much for being present and coming
oh,
here
no
to
doubt.
Talk to us about war and even coming here to talk to us about the law of gender. It's been an
yeah.
amazing weekend, and glad to have you here. Look out, California. Brother Bilal is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Dietrich and the Perfect Union Wealth Center. So definitely he will be coming to California. You can email him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Everything is available in the show notes as well. You can also contact him for the Soul Alignment Reading and the Soul Cycle Calendar. All of it very, very powerful. We're going to get ready to close out. Much love, warm spirit. Download. Don't forget, everyone, if you like the show, like it. If you love it, go love it over on Facebook. Go love it on Twitter, and I see many of you have. Love it all over. Love it on iTunes. And we'll see you back here next week in the remix. Brother Umar Johnson is going to be in the house. Peace and love, everyone. The Sister Workshop. Everything is good.
Night.
Much love to you guys. Peace and love, everybody. Good night.